All right.
Nick!
Gentlemen!
Nick's your buddy. Kind of guy you can drink a beer with.
Start your engine!
My papa's son wandering out of a smoking gun. Now some of you would live through me and lock me up and throw away the key. Or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away. Huh. But I feel alright. I feel alright tonight.
All right. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. It's Friday, and that means all the regular Friday features are coming up. That would be You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and of course, Fly Jams Friday, where we play all the fun R&B and funky and and fly jams, and we take your requests to DJ Obi-Wan is going to be in later to spin all the discs. That's all coming up. We also have a pretty exciting Blackhawks Express to play back from last night's game. We are going to talk about brand loyalty. If you guys if you will not buy a different brand of a certain item, we want to know why and which items that you are and which brands that you are really, really loyal to. And we're going to talk about some interesting companies that have really, really passionate and loyal people who will only use their brand. We've got some unusual holidays that we're going to talk about for the month of March and some facts about the Shamrock Shake. Because the Shamrock Shake rules, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. And in just a couple of minutes, our good friend Herb Weisbaum is going to join us. He's Consumer Man. He's an Emmy Award-winning reporter. He covers the consumer beat for NBCNews.com. You can read all of his stories and subscribe to his newsletter at ConsumerMan.com. If you have any consumer-related questions, you're concerned about scams and all that kind of stuff, any consumer-related questions, Herb will be here to help you out. You can call or text us, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, for any and all consumer-related questions and concerns. So that's all coming up. As well, you can follow us on Twitter, at Nick D Show. Stay connected with us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nick D Show. If you can't listen live, lots of people listen via podcasts. Every show, every second of every show is podcast, and you can subscribe. Just go to iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free, and it will automatically be sent to your device, and you can listen at your leisure, bro. And you can check out our podcast at WGNradio.com. Lots of people listen to our podcast. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. So, again, just a couple of minutes, Herb Weisbaum is going to join us. We're going to talk consumer. We got some consumer news stories to talk about. And anybody who has concerns or questions about scams and consumer-related items, call us or text us, and Herb will be happy to help you out. 312-981-7200. Okay, let's say hello to the crew here this morning. Ben Anderson is producing this morning. Ben, how are you? I can't hear you.
Oh, how about that?
There you go.
There's
the button. That's the button you need to press. There you go.
So many buttons over here.
Yeah, it's getting a little confusing. How you doing?
Pretty good.
All right, man. And exciting Hawks game.
That was an awesome Hawks game. I was a little busy producing.
Yeah,
tonight.
I know you were working on the Hawks game. The second period was a mess, but the second period was a mess. They didn't look that great in the third period, but the overtime period was fantastic.
It was incredible.
Well, I love the 3-on-3. I love that. I think that's but I can't stand the shootout. I'm one of those people. I'm a purist.
Okay.
If it ends in a tie, as God intended, it should end in a tie. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I can't stand the shootout, but it was a nice shootout last night though. So because the Hawks won. So we got to express. What are you doing this weekend? Anything?
I'll be here for Hawks again on Saturday.
Ah, yes.
And, outside of that, I'm just going to find some time to go see Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
that's like you. Yeah.
I'm going. My folks and I are going on Saturday afternoon in the IMAX Got to see. I want to see Brie Larson in IMAX. That's the
don't we all?
Yeah. I hope it's good, man. I really do. I know it's going to make a ton of money over the weekend, yeah. And but I hope I have high hopes for it. I do.
Too. Yeah.
It's interesting. The directors of this movie have never done a big, crazy, big budget special effects comic book movie before. They did Half Nelson with Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
Which is about as far removed from a comic book movie as you can possibly imagine. They've done a lot of sort of like smaller domestic movies. It'd be interesting to see how they handle, you know, your crazy big budget comic book movie.
Yeah.
I will say this, it's only 2 hours long. And these comic book movies keep getting longer and longer. This one's 2 hours is a pretty solid amount of time to sit in a movie theater. But like, the next Avengers movie, which comes out in May, it's gonna be almost 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the last one was 2.5. The Infinity War was 2.5. And what's this Endgame, right? Is that what it's called?
Endgame.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like 3 hours.
Yeah, there's a whole slew of possibilities right now.
This one's coming out, you know, obviously a couple of months before the Avengers movie, and this one sets up the character of Captain Marvel, who at the end of the first Avengers movie, in the postscript, that's who he's paging.
Yeah.
At the end, that's who Samuel Jackson is, Nick Fury is paging. I didn't know that. I had to
You didn't?
Well, I don't follow the comics.
Oh, okay.
So, like, at the end, postscript, I'm like, what's that mean? So I had to text somebody afterwards and go, what does that mean? It's like he was paging Captain Marvel. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because I don't read any of the comic books. I just see the movies. Yeah. So, I don't know any of the background. So at the end of the movie, I was like, all right, I have to ask somebody who knows because this... No idea what that meant.
Yeah, I don't have the finances to get all those awesome comics, so I just kind of keep tabs on the universe and the storylines.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's how I know.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of friends who are comic book geeks, so I can rely on them. It's like if I have a question about anything, you know, in these Marvel movies or these DC movies that I don't understand, I'll just go, all right, I got like four go to guys, and like, okay, I have a question about this, and then they explain everything to me, and I'm like, okay, I'm all caught up. So
that works.
Yeah. All right. In the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. Vic, congratulations, buddy, on the R. Kelly miniseries.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was a lot of work.
It was.
And,
well, the story's not over. That's the thing.
Well, it is for me.
It is for you. Yeah, I know.
I'm not assigned to the R. Kelly beat like a lot of reporters, but God bless him, because that's a very rapidly, you know, developing case. But although, you know, he's got a couple cases going on now.
He does.
The child support case as well as the indictment in Chicago. So it's a rapidly changing story.
I got to say that the two-part Gayle King interview with R. Kelly is insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely insane. I mean, that's the only word. That's the only word for it is insane. So I don't know. But anyway, congratulations, man. I know you put a lot of hard work into it. You were busting your butt last night.
Well, you know,
during the overnight morning hours.
Yeah, right. That's why I missed your show, and I apologize to the listeners.
Okay, but
Stephanie, my boss, called me in and was like, "We promoted this thing to air Thursday, and we're airing it Thursday." So I had to redo the entire last part because he ended up in jail.
Right.
And that's that just basically made my part three outdated. So I came in and spent about 7 hours doing that.
Yeah,
instead
of working with
you guys.
Roger was manning the desk, but Vic was here,
and I should say thank you for Rogers as well, because without Roger, we couldn't have done that. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you to Roger for sitting in. We appreciate that. Yep. And the hard work paid off, man. Great stuff.
Thanks.
So what are you doing this weekend? You got your kids, right?
Yeah, but Jeannie, not until Saturday. So Jeannie and I are going to have a date night Friday. And then, the two youngest, the twins, come to the city Saturday. They'll spend a couple of days with me. They turned 13 last week. So we'll celebrate.
That's fantastic.
And then my son, I haven't got a chance to say this, so I wanted to give my son Logan a shout out, because he just made the varsity track team. He is in high school, so it is a legitimate varsity track.
Oh, okay.
There's
all
confusion.
Right.
Remember last time
when
my son, who's in junior high, made the varsity wrestling team. I didn't realize they had a varsity team at the junior high. But anyway,
so you have four kids.
Three. My son Logan made the varsity track team. So
oh, okay.
I'm excited for him.
Oh, very.
And
very
he's
cool.
got his first track team track meet. In Champaign at the University of Illinois this Saturday.
Already?
So he's totally excited about that. Already?
In early March?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's much warmer down there. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I know, right? No, so...
Wow. Well, good luck, man.
Thanks, man.
That sounds fun. Since you got the kids, maybe you should take them to see the old Captain Marvel.
I think I might. I heard you talking about that. Yeah. I need something to do. I'm already Googling, what do 13-year-olds like for birthdays?
I think my guess would be that they would enjoy Captain Marvel in 3D IMAX at the old Navy Pier.
I'm going to make that guess for them because, you know, when I ask them, what do you want for your, I don't know, money?
Money.
No.
All
we'll
right.
See. Thanks, though.
Okay. All right. Vic's in the newsroom all morning long, and Ben is producing, and we've got a fun show set up for you. What is your loyalty to certain brands? We're going to talk about brand loyalty. We got some weird holidays to talk about for March, facts about the Shamrock Shake, and all of our regular Friday morning features. You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, Fly Jams Friday, and then a Blackhawks Express. So strap in. We're here till 5, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. If you have any consumer-related questions or concerns, you need some help, Herb Weisbaum is our consumer man, and he's going to be with me right after we take this break on 720 WGN. So get your calls in with consumer questions at 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. Friday morning, all the regular Friday features are coming up. Plus, we'll talk about brand loyalty, unusual holidays in March, and some cool facts about the Shamrock Shake, which is back in town. If you would like to join us, it's 312-981-7200. If you'd like to join us right now, we're about to talk with Herb Weisbaum about consumer issues, consumer news, and if you have any questions or concerns about consumer issues or scam issues, things like that, money issues, 312-981-7200 for talk and text for your questions at 312-981-7200. Herb Weisbaum is an Emmy Award-winning reporter, great friend of the show. He covers the consumer beat for NBCNews.com. You can read all his stories, subscribe to his newsletter at consumerman.com. Let's say hello to Herb. He joins us once a month. Herb, welcome back.
Hello, my friend. Happy March.
Hey, happy March to you. How have you been?
Fine. It snowed here today again.
Again?
Not a lot, but it's just totally bizarre.
Haven't you guys had enough? I saw some of the pictures on your Twitter and on your Facebook.
Yeah.
Your dog liked it.
Yeah, it's funny. He's scared of his own shadow, and he went out on the back deck and started playing around it. The cat, who's an escape artist, took two paws onto the deck and went meow and right back into the house.
Right.
We're not, unlike you guys, we're not equipped for it. I mean, there's 30 snowplows in all of Seattle, the city of Seattle, so it's just a mess.
It's just been such a weird weather all over the place, like all over the world. I mean, did you see the lightning strikes in California the other day?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God! And here in the Midwest, here in Chicago, Herb, this we just think that this the winter's never going to end.
I know you guys got clobbered.
Oh, we've just been nailed. I mean, it's only 20 degrees out. We're getting snow tonight, and then there's possible snow flurries like on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we actually will hit 50, according to God willing, we'll hit 50. But we're supposed to hit 50 by next Thursday. We'll finally hit 50. I mean, it's just been crazy.
Well, during that snowstorm that you saw two weeks ago on my Facebook page, we hit 18 degrees at night. I mean, that's cold for Seattle.
That's really cold
for Seattle.
Wow. Wow.
So.
All right. Well, anyway, Herb, tell everybody about yourself. We always do the little bio for Herb.
Absolutely. I'm the consumer reporter in Seattle. I cover the consumer beat for NBCNews.com, and I also work at a local radio station here. My goal is to protect people, to expose the scams, to warn you about the ripoffs, to help save you time and save you money. And, Nick, it's a very special day today because today, it's still today here in Seattle. It's tomorrow where you are.
Okay.
But today is my 13th anniversary with NBC News.
Oh, congratulations. Wow, 13 years.
And in digital, you multiply by 7 like dog years. That's a hell of a long time.
No, congratulations, man. That's good. That's really great.
Thank you.
Well, now, normally your stuff at NBCNews.com, when does that post?
It's whenever we get to it. I mean, there's no specific time. It's always in either the business slash consumer section or the better section. But I put them all on my website at consumerman.com to make it really easy for people to find. And then you can sign up for my newsletter, my free newsletter, and then I send it out to you. And by the way, I got an email yesterday. Someone sent me a note and said, hey, when are you on Nick's show again?
Oh, there you go.
I said, tonight,
there
which is tomorrow your time.
Exactly. Okay, you mentioned,
I hear a lot. After the broadcast, I get a lot of questions and email from folks in the Chicagoland, so it's really kind of neat.
Well, I appreciate that. We love having you on every month, Herb.
Thank you.
You know, you mentioned your newsletter. Give everybody again real quickly how they can get it and what's in it and stuff like that.
Oh, sure. Just go to consumerman.com. You'll get a pop-up or on the homepage. You just give me your name and your address. And every week I send you what I've done for both NBC News and also the local radio station KOMO here in Seattle. So you get a smattering of consumer news just to be able to keep up to date on what's going on. I don't share, rent, sell my mailing list with anybody. Only me and my dog Sam know who's on the list. And you're safely protected. Sometimes the cat looks, but he won't tell anybody.
Exactly. Okay. Before we get to some of the stories that you wrote about,
sure.
We're getting close to tax time, as we are. Is there any general sort of advice that you want to give people about filing?
Sure. As a matter of fact, I'm working on a story now that will be up next week about all the people that are getting greatly surprised by the fact that they were expecting a refund and they're going to be clobbered with owing Uncle Sam some money. It's an unpleasant surprise for a lot of people. And they're freaking out, not knowing what to do. I mean, I've seen stories of people who were expecting a refund and all of a sudden owe $10,000 because they didn't change their withholding when the new tax law changed last year. And what we're going to explain is that you don't need to freak out, and there are payment plans that the IRS will allow you to do, various options you can do. You can possibly get a 0% interest credit card and pay it off with that and pay it down in time. But certainly people are freak out and they do silly things like try to take the money out of their retirement account and pay the bill right away or something like that. So it'll be up on the website next week sometime. But if you have that situation, there are options other than doing something really dumb like pull money out of your retirement account to pay your tax bills. I mean, you could even pay it and pay a little fee, but you could put it on your current credit card. A lot of things that will get you through other than, you know, dipping into your retirement savings, which are very hard to replace. That's one thing. The other thing is it seems to be a little late filing season this year. I think that's because of the government shutdown, because people are getting documents late, that sort of thing. So we're seeing a bit of that. And those are the two really big things. And then the week after this, if everything comes out as well, Consumer Reports, if you go to their website, they're about to come out with their ratings of the various software. For those who haven't bought their software yet, every year they put all the software to the test. So in the next couple of days, they're about to come out with their ratings of the different software programs. They will have it out on consumer.org, and I will have it out as soon as I can write the story for that the next week or so.
Okay. All right. And, you know, as we get closer to the April 15th deadline, I know that you'll probably be kind of busy with a lot of people with questions and things like that.
And the big thing, again, is scams, as we always warn people. I mean, the IRS just put out a warning the other day. The calls are going to start. People are going to pretend to be IRS agents. Are going to tell you that they need personal information. They're going to, you know, be a badger you on the phone. You owe us money. We're going to arrest you. We're going to come. The IRS does not make phone calls. They do not, out of the blue, call you and tell you anything. They don't ask for personal information. They don't ask for wire payments. They don't ask for gift cards. Just hang up. Just absolutely, if you get a call high up from the IRS and you owe us money, hang up. If you feel like you want to call the IRS, fine, but the IRS starts initiation with taxpayers via U.S. mail. Old snail mail is how they start conversations with you,
right.
And there's never a, you got to pay now or you're going to be arrested. There's a long process that takes place. So that is a good point to be really aware of. These scams are going to come out of the woodwork in the next couple of weeks as people get down to the wire and start to panic.
Okay. We have a question about do not call lists. Here's Joe. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Nick.
Hi, Joe.
Congratulations. You have, between the car guy and your current guest, very interesting conversations.
Thank you, Joe. Go ahead.
Here's my scenario. I get an average of 5 to 6 calls per week saying, congratulations, your credit card history is superb. We want to give you lower interest rates, so forth and so on.
Yep.
So I'd normally say I punched the 1 because I was, I say, you know, connected with an operator. What I do is speak very distinctly and very slowly. And my message has been, I want to waste your company's time and money. And I want to waste your time in the hopes that you just might put me on your no-call list.
Okay, Joe, Herb, tell him.
Yeah.
Tell him
the,
Tell him the mistake he's already made. Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, you're not going to put them out of business. They do not have a do not call list. They're scammers. And all you can do by interacting with them, so if you get a robocall of any kind and respond, you return the call, you push one, you push two, whatever you do, you will go on their list as having an active phone call and somebody who's willing to respond, and you will get even more robocalls. So what you did was exactly, unfortunately, the wrong thing. You never respond to one of these scam robocalls. Let it go to voicemail, let it go or whatever, but if you respond, all you're going to do is get even more robocalls. So don't do that anymore, Joe, okay?
Okay. So thank you, Joe, for your call, but that's the absolute wrong thing to do, is never acknowledge that it's a, because again, they'll just continue to call. Now, the robocalls thing is still a problem, a big problem, right, Herb?
Oh, huge. Yeah, we're having record numbers of robocalls, and it's just completely out of hand. The telephone industry is getting close to, which, you know, in telephone time could mean 6 months to the end of the year, but are getting close to getting ready to launch a new technology which could finally put some of these robocalls out of business. For now, the best you can do is get some kind of app, either through your phone company or the ones that are available for free, like a Truecaller, Hiya. There's one called Nomo Robo. That was the original one. It's now available for phones. It's $1.99 a month. Many of these other ones are free. They'll screen your calls for you. Or if you don't know the number, just do what I do. Let it go into voicemail, and then you can listen to it later, but just don't respond. If it is, I get them funny. They go into my voicemail. I keep getting it from China. They're all in Chinese.
Wow.
So, but I mean, it's just absolutely nonstop is what's going on now. They're completely out of hand. Everybody knows it. I know they're working on it. It's taken a long time, and I wish they would do it sooner. But in the meantime, you can protect yourself with these apps, and then eventually the phone service is going to change to this new technology called Shaken and Stir, which means there has to be proof that it's a real call, and that will help drop this down, hopefully dramatically, when it starts maybe, hopefully mid-year or before the end of the year.
Okay. All right, Herb, hang on.
You got it, Nick.
All right, lots of news stories to talk about with Herb. And again, if you have any concerns or questions about consumer issues or anything like that, scamming issues, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. The news is coming up right after this. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. I'm your overnight dude, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. After 5, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell, and after 6, your morning drive with the great Steve Cochran. It is Friday morning, which means all of our regular Friday features will be coming up, and we got a Blackhawks Express to play back from last night's game. We're going to talk about loyalty to brands, brand loyalty, and where you guys fall in that regard. We've got some unusual holidays to talk about for the month of March and facts about the Shamrock Shake. That's all right here on the show. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And later on, your Fly Jams request. But right now, you can call that number or text that number with any and all consumer-related questions and concerns. 312-981-7200. Herb Weisbaum is with us. He joins us monthly. Emmy Award-winning reporter covering the consumer beat for NBCNews.com. You can check out his website at consumerman.com. And we welcome Herb back. Welcome back, Herb.
Hi, still here?
Yes, good. America's favorite stores and America's least favorite stores. You've been covering that.
Yeah, this is a report that comes out every year, and it just came out from the American Customer Satisfaction Index. It lets us know what we think about retailers in this country. And they look at both brick-and-mortar and online stores, and both of them, the new survey shows, are losing ground for the second year in a row. So the retail sector makes up a lot of things. It includes supermarkets and discount stores and department stores, and it slipped about a percentage point to a score of 77 out of 100. So 77 out of 100 is not very great compared to some other industries. It appears that shoppers aren't happy with what is termed lackluster and underwhelming customer service that they often experience, and they're finding less courtesy and less helpfulness from the store staff. I would add, if you can find anybody in the stores, and the availability of merchandise on the shelves has dropped from a year ago. So not a good report for the retail industry, and this report is based on interviews with more than 62,000 customers.
Wow.
Who were chosen at random and contacted by email between January and December of last year. So it's a pretty big, broad database that they're choosing from.
And so what were the results? What for
sure.
For
them? Well, clearly, I think you'd realize this just from knowing the Christmas holiday season stories. Americans clearly prefer shopping online. I mean, that was one of the big findings in the report. But even e-commerce is showing some signs of decline. The score dropped down to 80, which is still good, but that's down 2.4% from last year, and that's considered a significant drop. Customers who were surveyed said they didn't see any improvement in the online shopping experience since last year, and they felt, and this is the most important part, I think, that most aspects of the process, that's the desktop checkout, the navigation, the site performance, have all deteriorated from last year. Mobile apps, the one big bright spot, they got high marks for quality and reliability. People really seem to like that. The big news in this category, online giant Amazon, that little company that's located here in Seattle, which held the top spot in the ACSI survey since 2010, plunged 4% to score an 82. And Costco, which made its debut in the online category this year, scored an 83 to beat Amazon and lead the pack of 25 internet retailers surveyed.
Wow.
That's a pretty big feat for Costco, and I would think a pretty big stumble for Amazon.
Wow, that's kind of stunning, actually.
Yeah, I mean, after since 2010, it was like, you know, every year the report would come out, I'd say, okay, to the guy I'd interview, okay, and Amazon was number one. He'd go, yeah. And this year was, whoa, time out. They weren't number one. They were number two.
Is there a reason? So, I mean, people, like you said, people were, there was no change in the service from last year, and, you know, it's not as good a service as it used to be?
I think a couple of things. First of all, Costco is just, excuse my language, but just kicking butt. I mean, all cylinders. Costco has, and they're another Seattle company, they just understand their customers. They understand customer service. They offer people value for their money. The website is not the greatest or easiest, I would say, of any website out there, but you get the deals, you get the value. People seem to like it, and I think that's what's carrying Costco through. I think Amazon has had some problems. I've read some articles about this, where people are getting frustrated with the delivery. I think Amazon's having delivery problems, and actually the head of the ASCI told me the same thing. You know, that they're stretching because the volume of business is so high, you know, sort of be careful what you wish for. But also a lot of people from the articles I've been reading did not really understand what second-day delivery means. Second-day delivery means by the time the product reaches the Amazon warehouse,
right.
Not 2 days after you order it.
Right.
So if it's already in the Amazon warehouse, you know, 2 days. But if it's a third-party retailer who's got to get it to Amazon and then Amazon ships it to you, maybe it's 5 days. I think Amazon needs to do a really better job of very clearly showing that to people somewhere on the website and making it obvious, you know, how long it really is, or it's not 2 days until we get it or something like that. I think that's frustrating a lot of people.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, you can find out if it is in stock or if they have to order it from someplace else, but it's not the easiest thing to do. You know what I mean? It's not there blatantly right in front of you.
Right.
You know, you could easily miss that. But they do, because whenever I order from Amazon, I'll check and see which one's a third party item and which one isn't. You know,
right. I found something actually faster than Amazon. It's really amazing.
Mm.
I actually go to the store down the street and I buy it and I take it off the store shelf when I come home.
Is that right? That's what you do?
Yeah. But let me seriously, it's a funny story. How retailers are pushing the online over the retail store. So I needed a new desk chair, the chair I'm sitting in right now talking to you from.
Yeah.
And I went to Staples down the street and I had a $30 off coupon. And I couldn't buy a chair online. I had to sit in them and see what they felt like.
Sure, of course.
Found the chair I liked, and I went to the manager, and they see me there all the time, and I say, you won't take this coupon, will you? I mean, I'm right here. I want to buy this chair. It's like in my hands and the box, and I have a coupon. And he said, nope, you got to go home, and you got to order it online. So I had to go home, order online, and then they had to spend the money to ship the product to me that I could have gotten right at the store, given them the money, and I could have decided not to buy it from them. But that's how much they're pushing, I think, sillily, to the all. I mean, if I'm in the store with money in my hand, take my money.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
My father was a retailer. Take the money. That's the number one
priority. Exactly, of course.
You
know? Now, who else scored well?
Okay, so we got department and discount stores, and guess who won that top spot? Costco.
Costco, of course.
Costco. It scored an 83, another super number. Sam's Club, close behind at 80, and both had the same scores as last year, even though customer satisfaction with the whole category dropped to 76. So they're clearly above average on this. And the third warehouse chain, BJ's Wholesale, scored a 79 to take third place. They did tie Dillard's, Kohl's, and Nordstrom, which actually saw a 2% decline. So the deal is that these warehouse clubs, from what they tell me at this survey, are really, as I said earlier, giving people what they want. Shoppers today, I don't think that this kind of situation, don't care about fancy decor. You go into Costco, you know it's a warehouse. They're great customer service. When there's lines at the checkout, they open new things. They're friendly, genuinely friendly. They smile. They welcome you. It was raining the other day. They literally dried all the shopping carts off as you came into the store. There are people around who can help you, and you get a great deal. Yeah. That's what I think a lot of shoppers are looking for, and these three clubs are delivering that, and that's why they're doing so well. They figured out what the customer wants.
And also tons of food samples. You could have a meal. You could have a meal while you're walking through Costco.
Absolutely. And Herb, who is not the instantaneous shopper, who doesn't do on the buy stuff every time because it's something I really like, and I'll try it, and then all of a sudden I find something I really, and I check it out. I look for the nutrition label, but if it works out okay, it's a great way to get introduced to new products.
Yeah.
Do you have Fred Meyer chain out where you are?
Meyer?
Fred Meyer.
No.
No, not
Measure.
Okay, you don't have that out there.
No.
Walmart's, by the way, their score rose to 1 percentage point, but with a 72, it's into next to last place. Customers said their checkout speed is the slowest in the industry, and its staff are, quote, less courteous than its competitors, and poor old beleaguered Sears, they came in absolutely last place in this survey this year. They slipped another 4% to score an all-time low of 70.
There was a Sears in a neighborhood here in Chicago called Six Corners, which I live very close to,
right?
And it shut down last year, and it's just so depressing every time I go past it because it was there forever. I used to go there when I was a kid, and it's just sad.
Ours just closed up the street, and the amazing point is there's no cars there now, and there were no cars there when it was open the last 6 months.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just really sad. Do we have time just quickly for the supermarket?
Yeah, do the supermarkets, please.
Okay, so again, they took it on the chin. They were down as well. The only things that rated well were convenience of location and store hours. Every other element of the shopping experience was worse than last year's. They said brand names less available, merchandise selection lacking, that the quality of the meat and produce has gone down, the stores are not as clean, sales are less frequent, and the pharmacy service was worse. Whoa, that is not a good report. Supermarket apps were included for the first time, and they did well, 82 for quality and reliability, but the website dropped, and you know, if you're going to get people to shop online, you got to have a good website. So the two traditionally high-performing chains were the top again this year, Trader Joe's, I'm sure you have that out there.
We do, yep.
And Wegmans, I'm not sure if they're quite out there. I know they're Northeast. Are the Wegmans where you are?
No.
Okay, they were in Syracuse when I went to school there. They are just absolute tops in customer service. So they did really, really well. And by the way, Trader Joe's is not only the highest rated supermarket, it's the highest rated retailer in this entire survey.
Is that right?
So they came out with an 86.
Wow.
So
I can say this about Trader Joe's. Every time I go into a Trader Joe's, the customer service is great, and they are the happiest employees ever.
Yeah.
Like, I've never encountered someone who is not unbelievably happy while they're working at Trader Joe's. It's crazy.
You know, that's really important because I actually talked to a customer experience expert, you know, this guy who talks to companies about how to give better customer service. And the thing he pointed out in my story with Trader Joe's and with Wegmans and with Costco is that all of these companies take care of their employees and all their employees are happy.
Yeah.
And happy employees make better to make better interactions with the customers and share that enthusiasm for the company, and that's what makes better customer service.
It's true.
So that's an important lesson for companies. Take care of your employees, and they will take care of you.
It's interesting. We have the local grocery chain that we have here in Chicago is Jewel. My father actually works at Jewel, bagging groceries and stuff just to keep busy. He's in his 70s, but he continues to work. And, that's where we shop. We shop at Jewel, and, the customer service is really good. The selection is good. And I worked there for 11 years when I was younger. And it's just been, it's one of those companies that everybody really is very, very loyal to.
Yeah. Do you have Aldi there?
We do.
And Publix, they did very well. They scored an 84. Costco was an 83. Do you have HEB?
We do not.
Okay, and so that those are, and oh, and our good friends at Walmart, unfortunately, they were last place again with a 72, and they dropped a percent. So they have a lot of customers, they make a lot of money, they're the world's biggest retailer, but, you know, the customer satisfaction isn't always the greatest from the people who shop at Walmart.
Has Target shown up on these surveys?
Target did, but I don't have it right on the note now, but I can find out for you when we come back. I'll look at the report. I didn't mention that, but I know it's on here somewhere.
Because we have a lot, we have tons of Targets.
Yeah, and Target's been doing overall. I mean, I've been just reading stories. They're just doing really, really well. Their sales are up. The mix of merchandise is really clicking with people. So I will get that number for you when we come back from commercial.
All right, cool. Herb, hang on.
Okay.
We'll do that. Herb Weisbaum is with us, Emmy Award-winning reporter, covers the consumer beat for NBCNews.com. And we've got a few more news stories to talk about with Herb. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right. And welcome back, everybody. Good morning. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday, and all the other regular features will be coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. Herb Weisbaum is with us, Emmy Award-winning reporter who covers the consumer beat for NBCNews.com. You can check out his stories and subscribe to his newsletter at consumerman.com. And let's get Herb back. Herb, welcome back.
Hi there. I found Target for you.
Yes, please.
So these are the ratings for the American Customer Satisfaction Index that just came out a short time ago. They're in two categories. So for department and discount stores, they came in with a 77 out of 100, which is average. They beat the average just a point above average. So they're in a cluster with like Macy's and Ross and JCPenney, which I find that interesting that they're in that group. But you remember, this was taken during the year. Target really got things in gear right before the Christmas holiday season, so they may do a little better. But while a lot of people dropped, they stayed even. So that's a good sign. In the grocery arena, they scored a 78, which is average with the other retailers, so they did that. And by the way, I forgot to mention Whole Foods dropped 2 percentage points to 79. They have really not done very well in the customer satisfaction area since they were acquired by Amazon. Mm. So that's a big deal for them.
Okay. All right. Now, I didn't know that last month was National Pet Dental Health Month. I wasn't even aware.
I knew that because I have a dog and a cat.
Right. And you wrote a piece about how to take care of your pet's teeth. I thought that was kind of interesting. Tell everybody about
that. That's right. Do you have a pet of any kind?
I do not. I used to. I've had mostly cats over the years.
Right. And both dogs and cats need to have their teeth taken care of. And, you know, it improves their breath. It can improve their overall health and actually can increase their longevity because tooth problems, you know, the bacteria can get into the blood system and can cause a whole bunch of problems. There can be pain if the tooth is decay and that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, periodontal disease, a serious gum disease, is the most common dental condition that vets are seeing in dogs and cats. By age of 3, most pets show some signs of periodontal disease, which is only going to get worse as they grow older. And I should point out for folks such as myself who have small dogs, they're more likely to have dental problems than larger breeds. I'm not really sure why, but that is one of the facts I learned in doing this report. So basically what they're saying is the American Veterinary Medical Association, that both dogs and cats should have a veterinary dental cleaning each year starting at the age of 2 or sooner if you, the pet parent, notice any kind of problems. And those problems would be really, really serious bad breath, a broken or loose tooth, maybe discolored or covered with tartar in the area, some kind of abnormal chewing or drooling, or the dog can't or the cat can't keep the food in their mouth, or they're not eating. That could be an indication of a painful tooth, or it's painful when you touch them around the mouth. If there's any kind of bleeding or swelling, you really do need to get them to the doctor earlier and have it take a look at for their teeth.
And you actually really break it down here. You also talk about having a cat anesthetic.
Anesthetized. A lot of people resist having their teeth done properly at this annual checkup because the dog or the cat has to be anesthetized. They have to be put asleep to do this.
Yeah.
You know, they can't open wide. Turn your head a little bit to the left.
Right.
So, and most of the problems that the vet is looking for are below the gum line. So the only way they can get below the gum line and deal with this and take x-rays, which are important, is to have the cat or the dog asleep. They use the least bit of anesthesia possible. They keep them out for the least amount of time. It is a generally very, very safe procedure. I mean, my dog and my cat both have it done because the risk of tooth decay and disease is much worse. Anytime any animal is put under anesthesia, of course, there's always a risk.
Sure.
The vets I talked to pointed out something I think is very important, and that is you need to ask your vet, do you have at least two people in that room? One person doing the teeth and one person monitoring the anesthesia. And the experts I spoke to said if the vet says no, maybe you should find somebody else to do it. Somebody really does need to monitor the anesthesia, and they told me that when there are problems, the problem is because the doctor who's doing the teeth can't pay attention to the anesthesia, and if something is gone south, they may not pick it up quickly enough. I thought that was a very good tip
these
vets shared with me. So that's what they need to do, and they need to go down there and get that all taken care of. There are some procedures that are available, and they talk about anesthesia-free dental cleanings, and some vets and some pet stores and some groomers offer that. What they're basically doing is scaling the teeth. So they're holding the animal, restraining the animal, no anesthesia, and then they're taking a tool and scraping. I don't know, have you ever had your teeth scraped by your dentist?
I have not.
They used to do that in the old days. If there was a really hard thing, a plaque or buildup, they would just scrape the tooth with like a little tool that's like a knife.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're doing to your dog or cat, which I would assume is going to freak them out, number one, and the restrain, number two. It can be very, very nerve-wracking experience to them, and it doesn't do what the whole point of the exam is to clean below the gum line and to get those x-ray taken. So the vets, I said, if you want to do that in between, maybe, but that is not a replacement. Don't think you're doing the right thing by your dog or cat. You're not. You've got to really get them in a vet and have them anesthetized and do this procedure.
Right. Now, there are things that people can do at home. My parents actually, my mom brushes their, they have two cats, and she brushes their teeth all the time.
Well, she brushed your teeth when you were young, right?
Yeah, because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it myself, Herb.
Well, it is a challenge. I brush Sam's teeth from time to time, and what you do is the best thing to do is to start when you get a new dog or cat who's young and get them used to having your hands around their mouth, and then the toothpaste that's made for critters is they can swallow it. There's no problem
right.
with swallowing it.
Right.
So, and like the Sam's toothpaste tastes like liver. So to him, it's a treat. So you can start out by, just taking a little dab and rubbing it around their teeth and letting them swallow it, and, oh, this is really cool. It's a treat. And then eventually you can work a little soft, small brush in there. Even if you did it once a week, it's better than not doing it all. And cats, they make little things you put on your fingers, and you can you can brush your teeth and do that thing. But the big warning is do not use people toothpaste, because that is not meant to be swallowed, and it could make your dog or cat really, really sick and have some things in there they don't want. So make sure you only use toothpaste for pets.
Right, and you also recommend chew treats that are designed to clean the teeth. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, that's a physical action, scraping away the stuff from the teeth. So there are some treats designed for that. And there's also some anti-plaque water or gels or sprays that you can do. If you're going to do something, look for the seal from the Veterinary Oral Health Council, VOHC. And that's in my article. It links you to that. And they list all the products that have been approved by them. They make sure these things are legit and they do what they claim to do. And I wouldn't buy anything, especially, over online or whatever, unless you check the Veterinary Oral Health Council. Again, my story has that link. And be careful of the really hard stuff. A lot of people, big dogs, want to use antler bones. Not a good idea. These are really, really hard bones. They're harder than your pet's teeth, and the vets are telling me they're seeing a lot of broken teeth, a lot of pain, puncture wounds that are being caused by this. You do not want to use elk, deer, or reindeer antlers at all to clean your pet's teeth or to chew or to keep them occupied. That is a really, really not smart thing to do. You cause serious, serious problems.
And for the full article with the links, you can just go to consumerman.com. It's up right now.
Yeah, explains all these things. It even has a video that shows you how to brush your pet's teeth.
Oh,
so maybe you can play that for your mom.
There you go. I think my
Herb said to play this for you.
I think my mom's doing very well with the cats.
Well, maybe a little technique. She can she can, excuse the expression, brush up a little bit.
Hello, wait a minute. Hold on a second. we ran out of time, but really quickly, I do want to mention that you wrote a piece called Is Travel Insurance Worth It? Can you sum that up in like a minute?
Yes, every airline and travel site is going to try to pitch you interruption or cancellation insurance before you buy the ticket. In most cases, research done by a group called checkbook.org found it's very thin coverage, probably not worth it. If you want to buy insurance or a website you can deal with, my article on the website lists where you can go to price shop for that sort of thing. You do need it, most likely, if you're going overseas, because that can be, especially if you're on Medicare. Medicare does not pay for health problems overseas. It's all in the article, and your folks travel out of Chicago all the time. Maybe we'll talk about about that next time.
Yeah, we'll hang on to that. We ran out of time, but Herb, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. And everybody can go to consumerman.com, read the stories that we were talking about this morning, and get the news, get the newsletter. And Herb, we will talk to you soon, and I hope the weather gets better in Seattle.
Thank you. By what time I talked in April, it better stop snowing.
I hope so. All right, Herb, take care, buddy. Take care. Herb Weissbaum, everybody. Always a pleasure to have Herb on. He's our consumer man. And check out consumerman.com. All right, we got the news coming up next, right here on 720 WGN. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up. You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies. All coming up right here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here until 5 a.m. on this Friday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And we're going to jump into brand loyalty. And we want to hear from you. Text in or call us and tell us what brands that you are absolutely loyal to. Even if there is another brand that's unbelievably cheap or on sale or whatever, or brands in general that you always buy, even if it's clothing or shoes, what brands are you loyal to and why? It's an interesting concept, brand loyalty. And I've got an article here written by Baylor Cherry from blueads.com. And she wrote 23 brands with a cult-like following that people are really, really, really loyal to and what we can learn from them. So that's the topic I want to jump into. Ben, is there any brand that you will buy, that you always buy?
Not so much for apparel.
No.
I'm a diehard when it comes to Coca-Cola.
Oh, it's got to be a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I don't do Pepsi.
Yeah. So what do you think of the Pepsi commercial with Cardi B and Steve Carell and Lil Jon?
It was entertaining.
It is very, very entertaining.
I give Pepsi, they are great when it comes to advertisement.
Yeah. My favorite part of that commercial, because Cardi B drives me nuts. I just don't get the Cardi B. Probably because I'm 53 years old. That's probably why. But my favorite part of that commercial is Lil Jon at the end. That it just every time I see the commercial, it just cracks me up. Because I love Lil Jon. I think he's great. I think he's very entertaining.
I do too.
And, yeah, so I particularly loved him when he was on Celebrity Apprentice twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to watch that show. I wouldn't watch it now if it were back on, but but I thought he was very entertaining, and I like him. But yeah, so Coke, no Pepsi.
Well, when it comes to the plane, yeah.
Yeah.
I do like an occasional cherry Pepsi.
Okay. All right.
Every once in a while.
I don't do the caffeine, but I used to be a Dr. Pepper guy.
Okay.
But I gave up. Well, I mean, I gave up caffeine like 15 years ago. So it's been a long enough. But I'll tell you what, man. Still miss the Dr. Pepper. I got to tell you, it's been a long time since I've had any caffeine. But I still miss the Dr. Pepper. And everybody says, well, you know, there's a caffeine-free version of Dr. Pepper. It doesn't taste the same. It doesn't. I don't care what anybody says. It does not taste the same.
I agree.
So, but anyway, so Coke. All right. Hey, Vic, are there any brands that you are loyal to that you always buy or you and Jeannie always buy?
Food and stuff?
Anything, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, phones right now. I mean, I've been a loyal customer to Apple for quite a few years. I don't go Samsung or Android.
Yeah, it's funny. What's funny is I've got this article here that I was just saying, Vic, and there's 23 brands that have a strong cult-like following. Number one is Apple.
Number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just put our arms up and blindly follow like zombies to the line.
I'm an Android guy.
To spend our $1,000.
I'm an Android guy.
Yeah, I don't, mainly now just because I don't freaking know how to use those things.
No,
it's completely different.
I just had to get a new phone. And I talked about this experience on the air where, you know, I went to the phone store because I was having trouble with my other phone. I wouldn't charge.
Yeah.
And, so I went into, you know, to, and then, and I was mentioned, I mentioned this on the air, not too long ago. That experience was like going onto a used car lot. You know what I mean? These guys are now like trying to upsell. They are the new used car salesman of the of this time period. They really are. They will pressure you. They will do anything for you to buy a phone.
And then I ended up over. I think you should come over to our side.
Over to the Apple side.
Have you been to the new Apple store? Well, no, because you don't have an Apple phone. But when you walk in there, I don't get that experience at all.
Oh man!
I mean, that's a beautiful store right on the river.
Yeah. No, I know. We used to be able to see it right out of the window when we were in the Trib Tower. But now, yeah. I mean, I'm on board now with Android, and I had a pretty awful experience there. But I did get a new phone, and it works well, and it's pretty cool. So, but so Apple for sure. What else? Anything else?
Clothes wise, right in my spending range that I don't buy really expensive clothes, but I like a shirt to fit right. And yeah. And about 3 years ago, I found that Express has some shirts that just fit me to a T. So I only buy shirts from Express.
Oh, there you go. But that, wow, that's brand loyalty right there.
Yep, and it's just right down the street from my apartment as well.
That's so cool. That's might convenient.
Have some convenient. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to think about. I'll have to think about. I'm actually very loyal to a lot of brands, so I'll have to think about it.
Yeah,
when I find something I like, I stick with it, and I will buy it until they go down.
I'm exactly with you. That's exactly how I am, Vic. If I like something, and I will always buy that brand. For instance, toothpaste. It's always Crest. Crest. I'm a Crest guy. always have been. Yeah. You know. I remember this is kind of a funny story. My second wife. I came home. I went to the corner store. We were okay on groceries, but we needed a few things, you know. So I went down to the corner store, you know, grabbed what we needed. I think it was like toilet paper and your basic needs. And we needed ketchup. Like, we were out of ketchup. Okay. And I think I was making a meatloaf. And I needed ketchup. And I was like, oh, we're out of ketchup. So I go down, I get a few things, and I bring the ketchup home. And my ex-wife is like unbagging the stuff. And I had bought Hunt's ketchup because it was on sale. I bought Hunt's, and she was like,
"There's only one other kind, right?"
Well, no. Yeah. She looked at me and she was like, "What the hell is this?" And I'm like, "What do you? It's ketchup." And she's like, "It's not Heinz. What's wrong with you?" And I'm like, "It was on sale." She's like, "I don't care if it was on sale. Don't bring Hunt's into this house." So for her and I mean, obviously Heinz is the best ketchup as far as I'm concerned. It really is, and I have Heinz in my fridge right now at home. Because I learned my lesson from Heather. She's like, you go back to the store and you get Heinz. And I'm like, okay, jeez.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. I've ran into the same thing, only with mayo, with Jeannie.
Is Hellman's?
Yeah, she wanted Hellman's. And I guess I'd never really noticed what brand she goes for. But
yeah, no, Hellman's is the brand. Hellman's is a great brand. There are all kinds of like smaller companies now releasing ketchups that are pretty interesting. But like for your that are like, you know, sort of the fancy schmancy gourmet ketchups.
Yeah,
you know?
right.
But if you want your everyday ketchup, it's got to be Heinz.
Right,
you got to go Heinz. So brand loyalty is what we're talking about. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. For talk or text, what brands are you loyal to? You won't buy any other kind, even if something is really cheap and on sale, like Hunt's. Like in my case, which Hunt's ketchup. So 312-981-7200. Okay, here's what Baylor Cherry wrote about here on this article. It's at blueadswithaz.com. Brand loyalty, 23 brands with a cult-like following and what you can learn from them. So the intro here, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back, and I want to hear from you guys for talk or text, 312-981-7200, your brand loyalties. In today's competitive environment, building a company is tough. While inbound marketing has created numerous opportunities to develop your brand identity, generating brand loyalty takes work. Creating a cult-like following is part art and part science. The goal of your marketing efforts and corporate philosophy needs to provide customers with a feeling of belonging to a family or a club. Is that how you feel with Apple, Vic? You feel like you belong to the Apple family?
No. I just don't know how to use the other one. I do like their products, so I'm not going to lie.
I understand.
Yeah, I like their products.
Ben, you're an Android, right? You got an Android?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Vic. Join us on the dark side.
Yeah, join us to the dark side.
Come to the dark side.
It's very partisan customer base.
It is. I'll tell you something, though. I used to be, before phones and stuff, as far as like home computers and stuff, I was totally Apple. I was all about Apple. I had the, remember the iMac?
Yep.
which was like a TV. It looked like a little TV. It was all in one unit. Mm-hmm. You didn't have a modem. It was
just
all inside.
A little cord in the back. Yep. Pull it out and plug it in.
Exactly. I had one of those, and it was the strawberry color. You remember Jeff Goldblum used to do the commercials for
it? Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum used to do the commercials for it, and my ex-wife and I had an iMac, and we loved it, and it looked all sexy, and it was really cool, and it was all just one unit. And so I was all about the Apple, and then I don't know what happened. I know exactly what it was. You know, here at work, we have nothing but PCs here. You know what I mean? And so I got used to working on that, and then when I wanted to get another home computer, I went PC. I was no longer Apple. So, anyway, let's see. This feeling that gives them a sense of shared community supported by an almost ritualistic behavior with interacting with your brand. So what makes a brand cult-like? A cult-like brand is one that delivers a superior level of customer loyalty. Beyond that, customers feel a sense of ownership with the brand and its products like no other brands can compare. A cult-like brand doesn't just fizzle out like a fad. Its customer loyalty is sustained over time and continues to build a close-knit community of dedicated followers. And in the end, these brands not only provide customers with a product, but a lifestyle they can continue to embrace for a lifetime. Wow. Wow. Deeply affecting your life. True fanatics will not only remain loyal to your brand, but they will also tell their family members, friends, and social networks why. There are many ways to build that type of brand loyalty, from simple acts of kindness, like donating a portion of profits to organizations that are important to your consumers, to creating a social sense or organization around the brand. So we got 23 examples of companies that embody the term brand loyalty and, in turn, have developed a following like no other. And we're going to get into these brands here after we come back from the break. I already mentioned Apple. That's the first one we're going to talk about when we come back. What about you guys? Where's your brand loyalty in any department, any product? 312-981-7200 for talk or text. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio on a Friday morning. All the regular Friday features will be coming up. You big dummy, you know what that is. That's where we have five dumb news stories about dumb people doing dumb things, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Straight out of context, that's when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds kind of dirty and it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And then Nick D Show Spies, again, you listen to this station 24/7, and whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. We want to know about it. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and again, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. That's all coming up in a little bit. Right now, though, we're talking about brand loyalty and 23 companies that have a really big cult following in terms of brand loyalty. Like, people are really, really loyal to these brands. And we want to hear from you. In any product or any category, you are really strictly loyal to one particular brand and one particular brand alone. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Okay. Let me go down some texts here, and then we'll get back to talking a little bit about these cult following brands here. 517 says, I mean, it's got to be Jiffy peanut butter. I don't really do a lot of peanut butter. I'm trying to remember if I did. I don't think I'm loyal to any kind of peanut butter. 708 area code, Hellman's Mayo. I'm a Hellman's Mayo guy, too. Ovaltine, Skippy peanut butter. So we go from Jiffy to Skippy. Kleenex tissue. Oh, see, I'm a Puffs guy. You know what's really good? Ben, you ever have, you probably have Kleenex, right? Most people are Kleenex people. I'm a Puffs guy. And I'll tell you, my favorite brand of Puffs is they've got now the Puffs that's infused with Vicks, so that when you blow your nose, it clears it out a little bit. Like, you get that great Vicks, like, kick. it's really good. It's really, really good, and you can smell it too. As soon as you pull the tissue out, you can smell the Vicks, and it's like then it blow, when you blow your nose, it makes it even clear. See, it gets even clearer.
As long as it's not chafing, you know. There's kind of a tissue.
Also has like they have the Vicks one that I'm talking about also has kind of a lotion coating. So, you know, it's soft on
I'm
your nose.
Check those out.
Yeah,
it's allergy season, man. I go through them.
I bet it's Vicks infused puffs. That's my favorite, and I'm totally loyal to that. I love puffs, but now I'm really loyal. I discovered the Vicks infused puffs just about about a year ago, and that's the only tissue I buy now. The only brand of tissue I buy. Charmin toilet paper from the 708 area code. I'm not really partial to toilet paper. You know, I usually go with what's on sale in terms of toilet paper. 309 area code says Budweiser, Adidas, and Kraft mac and cheese. That they're loyal to. Adidas, that's interesting. See, for footwear, for me, it's all about Chuck Taylor. It's all about Converse. That's my foot. I mean, I don't wear any other shoe. I do not wear any other shoe than Chucks. That's the only ones. High top Chucks. Kraft mac and cheese, obviously. The blue box Kraft mac and cheese is the classic Kraft mac and cheese. 312 says, I'm a typical Crest guy. I am too. Crest in terms of toothpaste. 312 area code says, Scott toilet paper, we grew up on it. Anything else is uncomfortable. 708 area code. We're talking about brand loyalty. We want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. AT&T, 40 years, third generation. Yeah. 847 area code. Hi, Nick. I'm loyal to Levi's jeans and Samsung phones. That's Sam. He's loyal to Samsung's phones because his name is Sam. That's why.
I like it. Sam, tell Vic to join us on the dark side.
That's right. 847 area code. Smucker's natural chunky peanut butter and Bounty paper towels. Bounty paper towels because of the bounty dude with the mustache and the flannel. That's why. All right, here's Aaron on WGN. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what's up?
So I'm building a very particular vehicle, and there's one company called ZZ Performance, and they happen to make a lot of parts that I need. It's a American company in Michigan, and I'm pretty loyal to that company, and they've kind of paid back my loyalty. They sent me a handwritten Christmas card this year.
Oh, wow.
Thanking me for my customer support, and that included a $100 gift card.
Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah, it was awesome. They also sent me a limited edition Hot Wheels car. I mean, it's, you know, 99 cents, but
that's
for
cool.
Somebody like myself, that yeah, it matters.
That's a big deal, man. That's really great. That's really great customer service. That's how you keep customers, man.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And I mean, with the, you know, social media nowadays, you know, I think they did it for a handful of people, and majority of them, I don't think all of them, I wasn't, but a lot of people kind of, you know, bragged about that handwritten card, and, you know, it was well received by a lot of their customers.
Of course.
And I would imagine that a lot of other customers are going to try and get that handwritten card next year.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really cool. ZZ Performance Parts, right?
Yeah, okay. out of Michigan.
Cool. All right, cool. Thank you, Aaron.
Yep.
Great story from Aaron. All right, so we'll get back to some of these brands that have a cult-like following. We mentioned Apple. Apple is the epitome of a cult brand. Since the beginning, they've built machines that are designed around their customers' needs. They're constantly seeking feedback and engaging in conversations with customers about the new products. And as a result, Apple provides users with the features that they want and has built a huge, loyal community. It's true. Apple people are very, there's no question that Apple people are very, very loyal. Let's see. Next year in the cult, the cult following brand loyalty, Amazon. Amazon has grown into the largest online shopping destination by creating a magnificent customer experience, from allowing customers to provide feedback to free returns and fast shipping, Amazon embraces the phrase, the customer is always right. That's funny that we were just talking to Herb a little while ago about how Amazon's popularity has dropped. And then, so, yeah, that's pretty funny. What else do we got here? IKEA is one of the cult following brands. IKEA designs products based on customers' needs. They don't just conduct surveys. They visit people's homes to see how they live. For example, after visiting customers in Italy and the U.S., IKEA saw that U.S. customers rely on drawers for clothing storage more than in Italy. The result, deeper drawers in the American products. Look at that, going right out and checking people's houses out to serve them better. I hope when they showed up at the house, they brought some meatballs with them. I'd be a little disappointed if IKEA shows up at my house without the Swedish meatballs. Here's a fun fact. I have never been to IKEA. I have never been to an IKEA. Which I think I'm probably one of seven people in the world that has never been into an IKEA.
I've been in one.
Yeah.
Never bought there, but I've been in one.
Well, we've purchased from there, but I've never been. Like when we bought some furniture when my second wife and I were together, we bought some furniture from IKEA, but she went.
I didn't go.
I built it. I tried to follow those ridiculous instructions and build the cabinet that we had and the closet that we had. But I've never actually been to the IKEA.
Was it the Hadal?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what it was.
That's the only name I really know because it was mentioned in Deadpool. That's about all I got.
Oh, okay. All right. Again, in the minority, hated both Deadpool movies.
Oh,
I hated both of them.
Sorry, I still like you.
Okay. All right, take a break. Everybody hold on a second. 312-981-7200. We are talking about brand loyalty. What brands are you loyal to? You know, and maybe to a cult-like status. We've got more to talk about here in terms of this list of cult-like followings that people have for their brands. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The news is coming up right after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. As always, we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio in Studio D, right here, downtown Chicago, here until 5 a.m. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. And coming up a little bit later on, all of our regular Friday features, You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll jump into Fly Jams Friday. And we'll play back the Blackhawks Express from last night's win in the shootout. Hi, welcome back. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We're talking about brand loyalty. Are there brands out there that you are just completely loyal to? You won't buy any other brand in any other in any product. 312-981-7200 or any company. For instance, on this list of the cult-like following that some brands have, so many people are loyal to, Dunkin' Donuts is on this list, which is now just called Dunkin'. They have announced that they did indeed change their name to just Dunkin'. And here's what they say about it. When it comes to coffee, there are two big brands that come to mind. One of them is Dunkin' Donuts, soon to be renamed Dunkin'. They have been serving up their cup of joe since 1950 and haven't looked back since. What originated as a donut and coffee shop has evolved into much more than your average coffee house. With plenty of menu offerings, it's clear that Dunkin' has evolved and changed with the times to satisfy their loyal customers, and the DD perks constantly encourage customers to buy their products. I have a Dunkin' Donuts about a block and a half from my apartment, and they've got good breakfast sandwiches. I enjoy Dunkin' Donuts, and when I did drink coffee, when I did do the caffeine, it was always Dunkin' Donuts for me. That was always my go-to brand was Dunkin'. I also liked McDonald's coffee. I thought McDonald's had good coffee. So let's see. Here's Jill in Chicago on WGN. Hi, Jill.
Speaking of coffee.
Yeah.
I am loyal to Papa Nicholas coffee.
That's what we have here at the station.
And it started years ago. I bought it on Peapod. It was like under the Chicago brand kind of thing. And they're out of Batavia. And it just was so good. And then I would post on Facebook to my friends, like, oh my gosh, this coffee, Papa Nicholas, I just love it. And then people are like, where do I get Papa Nicholas? I ended up, like, getting all my friends hooked on Papa Nicholas coffee.
See, look at that. See, now you're a good customer.
I am, and they never acknowledge me.
they didn't send you a handwritten Christmas card.
No, but the nice thing is they have the points.
Yeah.
But that's what gets me because it's hilarious because we'll just save them, and then, you know, like, then I'll post on Facebook that I have this gigantic box of free coffee from Papa Nicholas. So
right.
It's just kind of this ongoing
nice.
Joke. But they are so good.
Yeah, that's what they
got. Every kind I've had is just. It's delish.
Now, Vic, you drink the coffee here at the station, and it's Papa Nicholas. It's good, right?
It is. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
So, I like it.
Yeah, okay. I don't drink coffee, Jill, but...
Now, do you drink...
Well, if you do, go back to it.
Well, I'm not going to go...
I recommend Papa Nicholas.
Okay, I understand. Okay, Jill, thank you. Okay, Jill, take care. There you go, Papa Nicholas. Yeah, that's the kind that they offer here. Now, they have different kinds, right, here, Vic? Because they've got, like, the mocha and all that other flavory stuff.
Yeah, that machine that you can get several different varieties. I use that now. But if that's down, I'll go to the other machine that's got the little cups of Papa Nicholas.
Yeah, yeah. And the cups that we drink coffee out of, or that I drink water out of during the show, are Papa Nicholas. They have the Papa Nicholas logo on them. All right, let's see. Here's Doc in Kansas City. Hey, Doc.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I got an obvious one already. That would be Honda.
yep. I'm not joyriding. I'm going to be at my dealer at 7 a.m. And I'm running the car down. I'm under 100 miles from a million.
You're under 100 miles.
So I'm going to run it to where I'm like 2 miles away. So I'm going to grab my two favorite service advisors and mechanics, and we're going to go take it over the finish line.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, but for people who might not know, Doc is pushing. You said you're under 100 miles to a million miles on your Honda Civic.
Correct.
1 million miles. So you're going to get your service guy and somebody else that works at the dealership.
And a couple of the mechanics.
Yeah.
I'm picking up 5 dozen donuts, and I got some other goodies.
That's going to be so cool. That is going to be so cool when you pass that million mark. You guys going to just celebrate in the car.
Yep. hey, I'm the diehard on Michelin Defender tires.
Okay.
They're a 90,000 mile tire, and I get 85 to 90,000 on every set.
Well, okay.
And I bought a lot of them. And you've seen a picture of me. You know my fashion sense.
Right.
Fashion's supposed to be a statement, not a question. But I'm a diehard Crocs fan.
Ah, yes.
Mainly because as soon as I'm on cruise control, the shoes come off.
I got you.
It's more about when... And then lately, I bought 3 pair of Duluth Trading Company overalls, and they have an extra set of snaps on the side. And, you know, you see these fat guys that couldn't begin to snap the overalls on the side. They're about 3 sizes too small. They have an extra set so that you can let them out. Like, oh, man, I ate a little too much at the buffet.
Yeah.
You just go to the next set.
Yeah, wow, that's cool. So that's Duluth Trading Company. All right.
Yep.
Very cool. All right, Doc. Congratulations on hitting the million, buddy.
All right, I'm going to send Tom a picture here later.
Yeah, please do. Okay, Doc. Take care.
All right, man. Thanks.
Doc's going to hit 1 million miles on his Honda Civic. Isn't that unbelievable? 1 million miles, and he's going to have his mechanics and the guys from the dealership in the car buying them all donuts. They're going to hit that 1 million mark and just celebrate. Unbelievable. All right, here's Joe. He's in Downers Grove. Hi, Joe.
Hey, listen, you know IKEA is a Swedish company, right?
Yes, I do. That's why I was talking about their meatballs.
Oh, you already did that. I just tuned in about 2 minutes too late.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, as soon as you taste their meatballs in their cafeteria, you're going to be hooked.
Yeah.
But what I called about is NTB, National Tire and Battery.
Right.
Been dealing with those guys for about a decade now, and they just, you know, blew my mind off today. The wife is complaining about she needs more fluid in the power steering column, if you will. And I said, well, I'll go check it out. They checked the struts. They make a long story short, they checked the entire car out. It's an 03 station wagon, if you will. But they went through that scenario, you know, I couldn't believe it, within 45 minutes, no less.
Mm.
They weren't superbly busy. But they had a couple of customers before I got there. So they have, you know, not disappointed me for the last decade.
So there you go. NTB loyal customer for NTB. Cool. All right, Joe, thanks for the call. 312-981-7200. Here's Jerry on WGN. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, hello.
All right, hi.
Lipton tea is my brand for tea.
That's it, Lipton tea, right?
Yes, that's it. I've tried them all, and I always go back to Lipton tea. I had only one complaint. They changed the bag, and they used to have, like, a paper wrapper around it. You could squeeze the bag with the paper wrapper, but now they've gone back to the old, just the little cardboard tab, and that's it.
Oh, and you see, you can't. So you got to use your actual
fingers.
Bare fingers to squeeze
right.
to squeeze the flaming hot tea bag.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I try to wrap it around a spoon, but your finger always gets burned.
I'm wrapping it around the spoon doesn't really get it all out. You know what I mean?
No,
it really
no.
doesn't. You got to get in there and squeeze it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So
okay.
I'm totally hooked on Lipton tea.
Okay, I got you. So, I got you.
Have a nice evening. I got to go into work.
Okay. All right, Jerry. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Lipton tea. I would agree with that. You know, I get the caffeine free. I get the caffeine free tea every once in a while, and Lipton is the best. How about Starbucks? That's another company that has a cult following on this list. The other large coffee brand that comes to mind is Starbucks. Starbucks not only creates quality products, but they also make it easy to purchase. The order and pay feature creates an in-app experience. You can recall your favorite orders, suggest pairings, and guess where you'd like to pick it up, making it easier for you to get your morning cup of coffee. Their rewards program is a strategic way to boost sales while thanking loyal customers for always choosing them. When members spend a certain amount on and gain a certain number of stars, they receive a free drink or a free treat. Yeah. All right. I don't drink the coffee, but I know there's a lot more to Starbucks than coffee. They've got food now, and they've got all kinds of stuff.
I'll stick with Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, that's the way I was. I mean, Starbucks was, you know, when I was still doing the caffeine, Starbucks wasn't nearly as ubiquitous as it is now. You know, because you could literally stand in one Starbucks, look out the window across the street at another Starbucks. I mean, that's right on Michigan Avenue where we used to be in the Trib Tower. One building over, there was a Starbucks, and then right across the street from the Trib building was a Starbucks. So you could literally stand in one Starbucks and look across the street at the other one. Say, which line is shorter? We'll go to that one. Here's Dave on WGN. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Underwear. Been a Through the Loom guy for as long as I can remember, most of my life. I couldn't find my particular size, so I reluctantly went with Hanes recently.
Uh-huh.
Had a sense of guilt and betrayal about me. I really, it's
right.
Like a religious conversion.
Right.
You feel like you're not doing something that's you're jiving with your old familiar self.
Yeah. I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Take care.
You, Dave. Yeah, I'm a Fruit of the Loom guy, too. I'm wearing Fruit of the Loom right now. Fruit of the Loom right now. I like the boxer briefs, the combo. Either that or boxers, no briefs. No briefs. When I was a little kid, I wore briefs. Then I went to boxers, but I prefer the boxer briefs. More comfortable.
Man, spending as much time as I have with you lately, I mean, this is a lot more than I was expecting.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know. All right, here's another brand that's on this. Jimmy Buffett.
Ah.
Sure, he's a musician and an entrepreneur, but he is also a $100 million a year brand. Buffett has created something larger than simply music. He's created a lifestyle. Whether it's from his albums, his concerts, or his restaurants, parrot heads enjoy a temporary escape into the land of fun. Cult following with Jimmy Buffett. I've been to one of his Margaritaville restaurants. I was driving back from Michigan a bunch of years ago, and we stopped in. If I remember correctly, I think I just had a burger or something. It was all right.
Yeah, the cheeseburger in paradise.
Yeah. Not a Buffett fan at all, though. Couldn't pay me to see a Buffett concert.
Have you heard the stories about was it Kane? Kaner?
Patrick Kane?
Yeah.
Being a parrothead?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I heard a couple stories about
you know those scenes. Those scenes, it's just weird because I can't stand fish, Not a Grateful Dead guy at all. Don't like Jimmy Buffett, yet I've seen Dave Matthews like 33 times. And people are like, what the hell is wrong with you? And I look, the music sounds completely different than those other... But I've seen Dave... I'm not kidding. I've seen Dave like 33 times.
I'll agree with that, though. Dave's got his own style.
He does, and he's also got perhaps the most talented band that I've ever seen. Like, these guys are unbelievable. Carter Beaufort is the best drummer on the planet. I mean, on the planet. He is unbelievable. And the musicians on stage with Dave, I mean, they are the best musicians. They're unbelievable. I watch those guys play a 25-minute song. I watch those guys jam because they are incredible musicians. So, anyway. All right. But so, you know, Jimmy Buffett, he's a brand. Harley Davidson is next on the list, of course. You can't do that. You want to talk about loyalty. Oh, my God. Our riders really loyal to Harley Davidson. The iconic American brand uses grassroots and guerrilla advertising to make their customers feel like a part of a family. And in 1983, the launch of Harley Owners Group was a grassroots way to connect to Harley's brand and lifestyle with its most fanatic customers. Today, this company has sales of over $2.9 billion and a 25% market share in the U.S. Incredible. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. What brands are you loyal to? Which ones will you not switch in every kind of department? 312-981-7200. We'll jump back into this after the break. Funny, every time, this is sort of a generic bump that we've played over the years, and every time I hear it, I think that whoever this artist is needs to cut a check to the Knack, because that's the most blatant ripoff of My Sharona that I've ever heard in my life. So,
yeah, I'm pretty sure they had to via copyright, because if they just played that riff once,
yeah,
then they'd be in the clear, but because they repeat it so many times, you know, it plays like 50, you know, 60 times throughout the song, they have to pay a copyright.
Well, I mean, that's like a, you know, for me, if they didn't, then it's like a Blurred Lines situation, you know, or the George Harrison situation, you know, My Sweet Lord. So, anyway, welcome back. It's Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and we're talking about brand loyalty. We got a ton of texts, so let's get to them, and then we'll talk more about this list of companies and brands that have a cult-like, really strong following. And if you guys want to jump in with your choices, 312-981-7200. 608 area code says, 8 o'clock regular coffee. It used to be sold at A&P, now sold in many stores. I was also going to text you about Heinz ketchup and chili sauce as you began talking about Heinz. This 262 area code says, Jimmy Dean sausage and Paul Newman dressing. 630 area code says Uber over Lyft any day. That's interesting. 708 area code says Smuckers in terms of jelly. We got Whisk laundry soap, Dial soap, Lipton tea, Ritz crackers. 847 says Colgate. They're a Colgate family. 301 area code says Jiffy peanut butter. 231 area code says Irish Spring soap. That did me too. That's what I have. I always use Irish Spring. I love Irish Spring. 301 area code says I like Ovaltine too, and I accept no substitutes. 630 area code says Weber barbecue grill products. Yeah, that makes sense. Mark the Breadman says, I've been a loyal Honda owner since 1993. I own an Odyssey, and my wife has a CRV. 320 area code says Q-tips. Are there any? You could just get the generic cotton swabs, I guess. 301 area code says WGN, best darn radio station there is. Thank you. That's kind of you. 312 area code says Jif creamy peanut butter, Ruffles, Topsiders, WGN, and the ThinkPad. I like the people who are picking the WGN. That's loyal. 630 area code says, Ford Lincoln. My father bought his first Ford in 1952. We had a new Country Squire every year from 1955 to 1977. Also, Mustangs, Thunderbirds, Tauruses. Over the years, I would not consider anything else. I just love Ford. 404 area code says, Woodman's Grocery Stores and Kingsford Charcoal and Lighter Fluid. 779 area code, Coleman's Camping Equipment. Yeah, that makes sense. 708 area code says, I used to be very loyal to BlackBerry up until its last year. Now it's the Google Pixel phones. 630 area code says, hey, Nick, my wife and I buy food from the Jewels like my parents did. I also like Campbell's tomato soup and Pepsi. Yeah, we go to the Jewels. We're loyal to the Jewels. Always have been. Mark in Aurora says, Domino sugar, whether white or brown, you know it's always pure cane sugar. 312 area code says, Pepsi and Dawn dish soap. 815 area code says, hey, I'm loyal to Harley-Davidson for motorcycles and General Motors for vehicles. Have a great weekend. That's Carrie. 815 area code says, Apt Electronics in Glenview. I'll drive 45 minutes to go buy my appliances from them as they have excellent customer service, whether it's buying an appliance or getting it serviced. Been a customer for over 30 years. That's the deal right there. 630 area code says, Viva Paper Towels and Sam's Club. Boy, Sam's Club getting a lot of mentions this morning between this and Herb. Here's Mark in Waukegan on WGN. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right, what's up?
Well, this one's kind of an odd one, I guess, but I love pancakes, but the problem is the syrup always tastes way too sweet for me. And I didn't think there'd be that much difference between brands, but you mentioned Jewel.
Yeah.
I shop at Jewel a lot, and they've got that private label signature.
Right.
So I bought the signature label syrup. I've been stuck on it ever since, about 5 years. It's great. It's the butter flavor. It's not too sweet. And then I get the signature pancake mix as well. It's great because you don't have to put eggs in it. You just add water.
Right.
Maybe a little oil. And they make, they're the best pancakes I've ever made. So it's just kind of funny. It's this little private label, but
right,
they make the best pancake syrup pancake mix.
That's interesting, man. That's a good call. All right, Mark. Thank you.
So, all right.
Take
sure.
care. There you go. Look at that. Jewel signature making some good pancake stuff. Add another to the list of why Jewel is awesome. Here's John on WGN. Hi, John.
Hey, man. How you doing?
All right. What's up?
Ford F-150. The damn thing is so great. it's unbelievable. I'm going on 20 years. I haven't had a single problem with it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
we're getting a lot of positive comments about Ford this morning. Lots of people are very, very loyal to Ford.
Well, I wanted to buy American, and I was going to buy a new truck. I ended up buying one that was only 2 years old, actually a year and a half old. I was very suspicious, and I asked, why did they get rid of a year and a half year old truck? And I gave it not just the once over, but the four times over, and I couldn't find a problem. I took it for a test drive, and they let me drive it by myself because they had my license and stuff like that.
Right.
But I took, and man, the thing was absolutely perfect. And when I parked it, I looked for stains or leaking gasoline or any kind of problem, and there was nothing. Absolutely
nothing. And you've not had any problems with it at all?
Not for 19 and a half years.
That's amazing. All right, John, thanks, buddy.
All right.
All right, says a lot about Ford right there. Next on the list here of cult-following brands is Nike. That's a big one. Since its debut in 1964, Nike shoes have been spotted on the feet of high-profile celebrities, athletes, and everyday people. With limited editions, collectibles, and hype launches, Nike has built a community of shoe lovers who want to be part of something bigger and just do it. With the ability to customize sneaker colors on its own website, everyone can walk away a happy customer. You know, you can do that, by the way, you can do that with your Chuck Taylors, too. You can customize your Chucks. Oh, yeah. Next on this list is Saturday Night Live. Nice to see on the list. I got to say, I've been loyal to that brand since 1975. For 43 years, SNL has been creating laughter. While the cast may be the backbone of the show and they've had some weak seasons, their use of special guests has worked to keep the brand relevant and credible, and their fans have stuck around for decades. I'm one of them. I'm definitely one of them. Anybody who listens to this show knows knows how much I love and really, really loyal to SNL. All right. We got more of these loyalty brands here. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Want to hear from you. And the news will be coming up right after this. All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. How's it going? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. I'm your overnight dude every weekday morning from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. It's Friday. That means all of the regular Friday features will be coming up in a little while. You big dummy, straight out of context, Nick D show spies, and then we'll bust out some fly jams with Fly Jams Friday. All coming up. So we've been talking about brand loyalty, and a lot of people have been texting in and calling in. A lot of people feel very, very strongly about being loyal to certain brands in any product or any company. And we want to hear from you and hear your stories about what brands you are loyal to and why. 312-981-7200. An article on blueads.com points out certain brands that have a really strong cult following and know how to treat their either their fans or their customers. So you want to jump in here. It's 312-981-7200. The next brand that is mentioned is SoulCycle. SoulCycle's mission statement says it all. At SoulCycle, we believe that fitness can be joyful. We climb, we jog, we sprint, we dance, we set our intention, and we break through boundaries. The best part, we do it as a community. That's their mission statement. When you work out at SoulCycle, you're part of an inner circle that has the same interests and goals. Everyone from the staff to the other members are on your side. SoulCycle also takes customer feedback very seriously. According to co-founder Elizabeth Cutler, customer feedback has influenced everything about how SoulCycle looks and functions, and even how the studios smell. Like sweat. And then next here is CrossFit. So another fitness business with a cult-like following, CrossFit, reaches their customers through great marketing. And like SoulCycle, it taps into their members' desire for community. Their messaging reads more like a movement that encourages ownership in the brand. All right, so a couple of fitness companies. Next one is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Okay, Ellen might not technically be a business, but since 2003, this multimillionaire has built an unbreakable bond with her audience, and tuning into her show has become a lifestyle for millions of viewers around the world. That's really true. I got to say, the people who watch Ellen are very, very loyal to Ellen. My mom watches Ellen every single day. And she does a lot of really great things for charity and for opening people's eyes and for people. You know, she has a lot of guests on, like real-life guests who may have done something really brave or really awesome. And she gets them on and gives, you know, gives them wonderful prizes and gives them the attention that she needs, that they need. And yeah, her joyful attitude, love of scaring celebrity guests, and constant give back to the community and those who are striving to make it better has gained her a following like no other TV host. It's true. You know, and they've actually been talking about, like, this might be her last season, and people are freaking out.
Oh, I totally see that.
People are freaking out. Like, what am I going to do without Ellen? I'll tell you, you know, the scaring the celebrities thing always cracks me up.
I was going to say, that's what I always look for.
I watch the comp. I don't watch Ellen, you know. I mean, when she's on at, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm usually sleeping at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, I don't watch her. But I have watched the compilation of the compilations on YouTube of her scaring celebrities. For some reason, I find that very funny. The best one, you know who the best celebrity is that she scares?
Which one?
Sarah Paulson, without question.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Paulson, because she freaks out. But yeah, the scaring Sarah Paulson. I like, you know, because, you know, like, she does it to everybody. And I don't know how people, you know, like, celebrities go on there and just, like, not be hyper aware of anything that's happening behind them or around them. But
I forget, she got somebody really good lately, and I'm trying to remember who it was.
Yeah, I don't watch her. I mean, if it shows up on YouTube, I'll watch it.
I mean, I have to investigate.
But I'm telling you, the Sarah Paulson ones are the best. The best. Next here, a cult following brand that people love, Southwest Airlines. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. If I get a chance, I don't travel very often, but Southwest Airlines is a company that I actually have flown many times over the years. For Southwest, brand loyalty starts with their employees. In fact, they're profitable because of them. Customers on Southwest are treated well, and the employees' state of mind and attention makes them feel like they're part of something bigger. As a result, their employees, Southwest experiences fewer lost bags, fewer delays, and more loyal customers. Well, that's important. That's a good stat right there. Fewer lost bags, fewer delays. Those are the two most annoying things. Those are the two most annoying things about besides TSA. Next here is the Dollar Shave Club. Now, I've never tried this. This is a relatively new addition to cultdom. Dollar Shave Club has built their brand into every product they sell. From their logo to their emails to their packaging, they are consistent across all media. They sell a message that hits home and builds brand loyalty, quality products at affordable prices. Yeah, I've never tried the Dollar Shave Club. I'm one of these guys that just, you know, I've got a trimmer because I keep a beard going, so I've got a trimmer. And I just use the disposable razors and the Barbasol. I just use, yeah, that's it. Got the trimmer for the beard, disposable razor, Barbasol, that's it. And I hate shaving. I hate it. All right. Here you go, Coca-Cola. For decades, Coca-Cola has garnered a following through its ability to bring happiness to people around the world every day. With 50 million worldwide Facebook fans, Coke engages with them in a quest to find a way to make the world a better place. Its Share a Coke campaign actively encourages a positive community of people who get along, and you can even order Coke cans with customized names on it, meaning no one is excluded from its community. Yeah, that's a big thing. I remember when that they still sell those, right? With the Coke cans with the names on it.
Yeah, here and there, I'll see them.
Yeah. GoPro.
Oh yeah.
GoPro makes high quality, easy to use video cameras by adding user generated content on their website. It has given users a sense of ownership and built a huge following of loyal fans. GoPro's social media presence resonates with its audience and inspires adventure and creativity. Those are everywhere.
Yeah, GoPros. Everywhere. Yeah.
Can't go ziplining without one. I don't even know what that means. Next here is Star Trek. Well, that's interesting. Star Trek has produced 9 motion pictures, 5 different TV series, dozens of books, and hosted endless conventions. None of this would have happened without the support of the fans. To date, the franchise has grossed hundreds of millions of dollars based solely on the efforts of their fans. Talk about a loyal customer base. Yeah, it's true.
I'd have to agree, except it goes against my brand of Star Wars.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Is it one or the other? Is that the deal?
No, I feel like nowadays, I mean, it used to be a thing.
Yeah.
But now I feel like everybody's just kind of, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, since J.J. Abrams came along, he kind of revamped everything.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. Everybody was pissed off about The Last Jedi. You know, everybody loved the first one, but you know, the fanboys went nuts. They hated The Last Jedi.
Oh, see, I loved it.
I did too.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not even a Star Wars guy, and I liked it. I've liked all the new Star Wars. I even like Solo. I've liked all the new Star Wars stuff. I'm not crazy about. I hate the prequels.
Okay.
I hate them. Except, actually, you know what? I don't hate Revenge of the Sith. I do not hate Revenge of the Sith. I hated the first like half hour of it, but I really thought like the last hour and a half of Sith was pretty cool, and I liked the way that they, you know, that you got to see how Darth Vader became Darth Vader. And I don't know where they found that guy who looks exactly like Peter Cushing, but I was freaking out. I was freaking out. I was like, that guy looks exactly like Peter Cushing. During the last scene where Vader is just standing there looking at the Death Star being built.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, look at that guy, looks exactly like him. I don't like Jedi at all. I think Star Wars is okay. Empire I like.
Okay.
But my favorite of all the Star Wars movies ever,
and we've talked about this,
is Rogue One.
Yeah.
I love Rogue One.
Yeah, that was just awesome.
Yeah, I love it. I think it was great. But I like Star Trek. I think we can like both.
Mm-hmm. I do.
You know, I still think that Star Trek II: Wrath of Khan is one of the greatest science fiction movies ever made, like ever. Not just a great Star Trek movie, but a great science fiction movie. And Ricardo Montalban is the king of the universe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Next here is Dos Equis. Really? The Most Interesting Man in America is a brilliant campaign that created quite the following for Dos Equis. All men envy and strive to emulate him. His life is rich in stories and experiences, and consumers can relate. I'll tell you something. That really is one of the most brilliant ad campaigns of all time. And really funny, like consistently funny, the Most Interesting Man in America. Next here on this list of cult-following brands is the Volkswagen Beetle. One of the best-selling automobiles of all time. Didn't start out that way. When first introduced to America, the Beetle was not well-received. In the 1960s, Volkswagen took a novel advertising approach. While the big three were all advertising their vehicles with slick ad copy and boastful claims, VW's ads were frank, honest, and direct, winning consumers with their approach. And as a result, VW became a magnet for those who saw themselves as being a little bit, quote-unquote, different, and an icon was born. Next is the Mini Cooper. Taking a page from the VW playbook, Mini set themselves up as a something different in the world of gas-guzzling SUVs and cars getting bigger every year. Mini came along and prided itself on being smaller. They've positioned themselves as a cult brand by celebrating individual drivers and building customer communities to bolster the brand experience. They're also cool-looking cars, I think. Next is the Motley Fool. Financial matters are serious and important unless you follow the Motley Fool. Their brand is based on making financial matters fun. It's written into the mission statement. Lovers of this brand are committed to saving for retirement and managing their money responsibly, but they are also loyal thanks to the culture of freedom and fun this brand brings to the process. Yeah, because you know what? I mean, handling money and that kind of stuff can be really, really intimidating, you know? And then finally, Ben & Jerry's is the last one mentioned here as a brand that has a pretty crazy cult following. From the humble beginning, Ben & Jerry's has grown into a worldwide brand with an eye on progressive causes and social awareness. The brand's consumers love the ice cream and the message behind it. Whether it's building a sense of community or providing outstanding customer service, each of these brands have built quite the following. When thinking about how your brand can stand out in a crowd, look at these methods and brands for inspiration. So there you go. All right. Let's take a break here. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about some holidays, some offbeat holidays that you can celebrate in the month of March. And if you want to jump in with any comments, we can wrap it up text-wise with your brand loyalty. We can do that too. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. We're here until 5 a.m. It's Friday morning. That means all the regular Friday features are coming up, starting with You Big Dummy, through to Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then we get funky with Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've been talking about brand loyalty and these cult products and companies that have really, really strong, really, really loyal fans and customers. And if you want to, we can close this out. If you got some texts, we can get them in here. Or if you want to jump in here just for a couple more minutes, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Here's Matthew on WGN. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, Nick. I'd like to start out, man, and I'm not trying to age you at all, but I've been listening to you since I was a freshman in high school in the early 2000s, and you used to come on after another radio show I liked called Wim Radio Was, but I mean it's an absolute pleasure and honor to be talking to you now.
That's very kind of you, Matthew. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. I really do.
And as far as brands go, I know you could have brands as far as products like Coke versus Pepsi, Frito-Lays and all that. But I'd like to keep in the whole, as far as movies like as far, where you were talking about Star Trek
yeah.
versus Star Wars.
Yeah.
Well, what about Marvel versus DC?
That's a good one. Again, there are people who are very, very loyal to DC and people who are very, very loyal to Marvel. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Marvel has had, I guess you could say, more consistency, but DC has had some of the better movies, you know?
Well, DC,
I mean, you got Wonder Woman, you've got The Dark Knight with the late Heath Ledger.
Right. Right. It's, you know, I mean, in terms of comic books, you know, they both have great characters, but I think, like, DC has some of the most iconic comic book characters ever. I mean, they've got Batman, they've got Superman. These are, like, really, you know, these are two of the most iconic characters in comic
right.
book history.
So, can I ask you a question, then? Where do you think DC is going wrong as far as movie making? So, where, like you said, Batman and Superman are iconically the...
Right. I'll tell you what, Matthew, here's what I think about why the DC movies are bad. With the exception of Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was a really terrific movie, but all the other ones are they've taken on an unnecessarily dark tone, their movies. And I think putting it in the hands of Zack Snyder was a huge mistake. But the director, Zack Snyder, I think putting it in his hands was a really big mistake. And I think they're starting to learn from that. But, yeah, and the other thing is, you know, like the Marvel movies, the Marvel universe is lighter. It's more fun. They've got better filmmakers doing it. And, you know, they've made some turkeys, you know, in the Marvel universe. There's some bad ones. But for the most part, their average is much, in terms of, like, quality, it's much better than DC, you know?
And I've got just two more quick questions. One quick question is with the emergence of... The Black Panther and how great a film that was and how it got acknowledged by critics and everything.
Right.
How far away are we from getting a comic book movie or a superhero movie winning a Best Picture, maybe?
Well, we got as close as we possibly could just this past couple of weeks. You know, Black Panther was the first superhero movie ever nominated for Best Picture, and I think that probably will open up the gates for at some point we might get I don't know when, but we might. I mean, it was a huge step forward for Black Panther to get nominated for Best Picture at this year's Academy Awards, so we'll just have to see.
And then one more question I got for you, because, like, I'm a long time, I know it's so cliche, I'm a long time listener, first time caller, but what is the worst rated movie that you like the best? You get what I'm saying? What's your worst favorite movie?
So a movie that I like but is not good?
Exactly.
Okay, I talked about it. Oddly enough, I talked about it yesterday. It's a movie called Fever Pitch. It's the worst movie I've ever seen, and it's hilarious, and I love it.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, Jimmy Fallon.
No, not that one. Matthew, not that one. It's one from 1985 with Ryan O'Neal.
Oh, I've got to check it out.
Yeah, it's hard to find. All right, Matthew, I got to run, but thanks.
All right, thanks a lot,
Take care, buddy. There you go. Okay, 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to jump in here. If for some reason you've got you want to jump in here, we can wrap up the brand loyalty. It's an interesting, you know, the whole DC Marvel thing, that's been an argument that's been going on since the beginning. So, yeah, it's interesting. I don't really have a horse in that race at all because, like I've said before, I don't read the comic books. I don't really know, but I can say this. I certainly enjoy the Marvel movies more than the DC movies. I mean, that's not even it's not even close. You know, and the whole Marvel thing, how they're trying to tie in this whole universe and that some of the other characters and they're all coming together and all that stuff. I think that's very ambitious. And certainly I think more ambitious than what they're doing over on the DC side. You know, I thought Justice League was terrible. I mean, absolutely terrible. And like I said, the only DC movies that I like from the current, you know, the whole DC universe thing, because the Christopher Nolan Batman movies, which I don't like, I'm like the only person on the planet that doesn't like the Christopher Nolan Batman movies. And I don't like them at all. that's separate from what this current DC universe is. So people who love those movies, and you know, the majority of people love the Nolan Batman series, and stuff like the early Superman movies, that's not part of the current DC universe, this dark current DC universe, you know, that's out now. So, but, you know, I'm you know, Marvel, I just enjoy the Marvel movies more, and I'm really looking forward to Captain Marvel. I have really high hopes for it, and I hope it's good. And I'm purposely going to see it in IMAX because, I'm pretty excited about it. It looks really good, and I like the cast very much. And, of course, I've mentioned, you know, a million times how much I like Brie Larson. And that's the main reason why I'm excited about the movie. So, all right, so Marvel versus DC, there's loyalty right there. And so, all right, so loyalty to products and loyalty to companies. That's what we've been talking about. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back after the news, I'll tell you about some holidays, some offbeat holidays that you can celebrate in this month of March right here on 720 WGN. News is coming up after this. Right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. It's Friday morning, and that means all the regular Friday features are happening. You Big Dummy, that's where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Ben will vote, I will vote, and then we will open up the phone lines, and the first person through will vote for our third dummy, and whoever has the most votes will be the dummy of the week. So you'll be calling 312-981-7200 to participate in that. Straight out of context, that's where you listen 24/7 to this radio station whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, it makes you giggle. Jot all the info down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Same thing with Nick D Show Spies. Listen 24/7 whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity. Jot down who said it and what time and all that stuff. And send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, and Fly Jam Fridays coming up. Also, we had a Blackhawks Express from last night's overtime. I'm sorry, actually a shootout win over the Sabres. So there's a lot of fun, weird, offbeat holidays that you can celebrate during the month of March, starting with today. Today is National Proofreading Day. That sounds exciting. Having worked as a proofreader for a little while, not a big time. I don't see why we have to have a National Proofreading Day. Sure, it may seem scary, but the big red pen is your friend, as is giving that missive you're about to send a second and very careful reading. A typo might not seem like a big idea until it costs you $80 million and some serious embarrassment. So today, everybody, you can celebrate National Proofreading Day. Also today is Middle Name Pride Day. Time to celebrate the names of those long-lost relatives, your mom's maiden name, or whatever middle name your parents chose to give you. So your middle name is Benjamin, right? Or no, I'm sorry, your middle name is Thomas. Thomas, right, mm-hmm. Because yeah. You were Thomas Anderson.
Yep.
Yeah, Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
Vic just walked away. I wanted to ask him if he had a middle name. And we can celebrate our middle names today. My middle name is John.
John.
Nicholas John DiGiulio. That's my middle name, so we can celebrate that today, along with National Proofreading Day. So make sure that, you know, if you check, there's Vic. Vic, you have a middle name, because, you know, today is Middle Name Pride Day.
We don't talk about my middle name, Nick. It's not a name that I'm proud of. Well, I'm proud of who I was named after. I'm a namesake of my grandfather, but yeah.
No. Okay. No. All right.
Let's just put it this way. When I was growing up, it was the quintessential nerd name.
Marvin?
Marvin's better.
No, oh, it is?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, you're way better.
Is your full first name is Victor, right?
I believe one of the nerds from Revenge of the Nerds has my name, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
One of the nerds from Poindexter?
I was going to go with Booger.
Booger. Yeah, your middle name is Booger. I can't remember what the names of the guys from Revenge of the Nerds, what their names were. Now we're going to have to, now Vic has laid out a mystery now. Now we have to uncover the mystery of Vic's middle name that he won't talk about. But the quintessential nerd name.
Lewis?
No, Lewis isn't a quintessential nerd name.
What about Gilbert?
Gilbert?
Well, it's not like it's a secret or anything, so I'll go ahead and give you a hint. It starts with an E. Now, come on.
Starts with an E?
What's a nerdy name that starts with an E? You don't see him a lot nowadays. I can't remember the last time anybody goes by this name.
Engelbert.
No.
Oh.
Wow, it starts with an E? Edward? No, because that's not a nerdy name.
It's so bad. People don't even name their kids anymore. You can't even think of it.
Einstein?
No.
He was a nerd.
Einstein.
Also, by the way, Einstein, the name of, as everybody knows, Doc Brown's dog.
Ooh. Yeah.
Einie.
You know, I was named after my grandfather.
Uh-huh.
Harry Eugene.
Oh, Eugene.
So I got Eugene.
There's nothing wrong with that name.
Come on.
Eugene is a good name. You're just being nice. No, Eugene. No, that's a good name, man.
I actually grew up going by Gene, but not Eugene. No.
Come on, man. Eugene Levy, one of the funniest guys on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, we got cool Eugenes, right?
No.
Yes.
Name one.
Eugene. I just named one. Eugene Levy. And there's got to be a lot more.
Isn't that kind of a quintessential nerd name, though?
I don't think so. Seriously, I don't think so.
Maybe it was just me. I think you're being nice.
No, we're not. I think Eugene is an actually it's a cool name. It's not a nerdy name. If you were Poindexter, that would be a different. There was Melvin and Marvin. Those were like nerd names when I was, you know. Melvin, Marvin, those are the names. And not to offend anybody who's named Melvin and Marvin.
Right.
Or anybody who's named Poindexter. Oh man, I'm trying to think of other cool Eugenes. I'm telling you. It's not a bad name. Maybe you just had a bad experience when you were a kid. People were, you know.
What about Eugene Robinson? Had a pretty successful career in the NFL.
Okay.
There's one.
All right. Let's see.
Eugene McCarthy.
You know what I was going to say, Nick, since this is right up your alley. Name one character in a movie who was the cool guy, and his character was named Eugene.
That's a good question. Hold on, man.
No way.
Eugene O'Neill, one of the greatest writers of all time, Eugene O'Neill.
Well, what I was saying was a character named Eugene.
Okay.
That's also supposed to be a really cool character.
We'll have to think.
No writer is writing this character going, let's name him Eugene. Yeah!
I found another playwright, Eugene Ionesco.
Yeah, the people named Eugene do things like that. They write, they do things.
Yeah, well, that's nothing wrong with that.
They don't get the jobs of the cool guy in the movie named Eugene.
I'm trying to think if there's a cool guy, cool Eugene. I just found another Eugene Lipinski, great writer and actor. Eugene Clark, he played a zombie in one of the George Romero movies.
Now, people named Eugene can rise to greatness. I'm not arguing with that. It's just not
cool.
You're not going to find a cool character in a movie.
All right, we have to find a cool character. We have to find a movie that has a cool character named Eugene.
Yep, you'll never find one. You won't.
I've never, ever, ever thought Eugene was a bad name, and now, you know, you're trying to convince me otherwise.
Well, the funny thing about it is my first name being Victor, and then you tap on that middle initial E.
V-E-V?
Victory is kind of funny.
Oh, I see. Victory.
Victory.
Oh, that's pretty good. I didn't even see that one. I was just going straight to your initials, V-E-V.
Right.
I was apparently going
to be David Allen until my mom figured out the initials, you know, wouldn't wouldn't work well.
All right, Vic, I'm still searching for a character named Eugene, but
don't waste your time.
No, I'm finding it. I have a goal now.
That would be awesome if you can find it.
But I'm going to remind you, he shortened his name. But what about the great Gene Hackman?
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, He
shortened
yeah.
his name to Gene Wilder.
Yep.
That's true. I love Gene Wilder too.
Gene Wilder. No, but I mean, they don't.
And I bet you they're all Eugenes because nobody wants to keep
the U part. Right. It's the EU part that you're really upset about, right, Vic?
Oh yeah. Gene would have been pretty cool if you just named me Gene. Why do you have to? It's a time saver. Cut off the EU. You one syllable.
It's amazing how much difference two letters can make.
Right, right.
Well, anyway, it's national. You know, you're supposed to, you know, embrace your middle name. It's Middle Name Pride Day. You need to be proud of Eugene today. That's what today is, March 8th, Middle Name Pride Day.
Like I said, I'm proud to be named after Harold Eugene Vaughn, but it's just...
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, there we go. And we got to try and find a movie that has a cool character named Eugene.
Well, I found it's not a movie, but what about Eugene from WWE Raw, aka Nick Dinsmore?
I don't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either until I found it.
Eugene? Does he spell it E-U-G-E-N-E?
Yeah.
I'm trying. Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, we got to find somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But there's at least one out there.
Okay. All right. Here's Glenn on WGN. Hi, Glenn.
Hey. Good morning again. How you doing?
All right. What's up?
Well, not too much. I'm just thinking, you know, if he can really dance, you can get him on the Gong Show.
Oh, you mean Gene, the dancing machine?
He's the dancing machine.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Gene, the dancing machine. So it's like, Fly Jams Friday is coming up in a little while, and Vic goes nuts. Is Viggity Viggity Vic? He goes nuts. Yeah. So.
Get that on camera.
Yeah.
My middle name's Herbert.
Oh, Herbert. Celebrate Herbert today, Glenn.
Yeah, I will.
Right. Take care.
It's my uncle's name.
All right.
All
take
right.
care.
All right.
Gene, the dancing machine. That's another, there's another, there's another Gene to be proud of. Oh, man. So, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you want to join us, we're talking about holidays. And in March, we'll continue to jump on that. And also, if anybody knows of any cool characters in movies named Eugene, because for some reason Vic thinks his middle name Eugene is terrible and dorky. I don't really see it. All right, hang on, everybody. We come back. I'll jump back into some of these holidays, and we got to take care of this, what we will now call the Eugene issue. So I don't think it's coming up here. I just middle name Pride Day, and all of a sudden this subplot happens. Now we need to find cool characters from movies named Eugene. All right, we got the weather here. I got to give you. Here's your WGN Weather Center forecast. Today, cloudy with a few snow flurries possible early. High temperatures will break through the 40-degree mark. Cloudy chance of thunderstorms later on. First surge to near 50. Very strong winds and a few flurries possible. High in the upper 30s for Sunday. Monday, partly sunny and a high near 40. Tuesday, a sunny start, and then it'll be cloudy. High temperatures in the lower 40s. It's currently 25 degrees at O'Hare. It's 26 at Midway, 27 at the lakefront. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this Eugene issue. And then I've got some more holidays that we can get to. And then all the regular Friday features will begin. So we will take a break and be back after this. Yeah. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we were going to do some more of these March holidays here, but we've been distracted by the fact that Vic does not like his middle name, as we discovered talking about the March holidays. Today is Middle Name Pride Day, and Vic does not have pride in his middle name, and it's Eugene. But we've got a caller on the line, Vic, who has a movie with a character named Eugene.
Okay. Wait. A cool character?
Let's see. John?
Yes.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, this was Blue Steel with Jamie Lee Curtis, and the enemy was not really an enemy. It was a man who found a gun, and it was Jamie Lee Curtis's gun. She was a police officer.
Right.
And he turned out to be a schizophrenic.
He's a psycho, John. He's a psycho.
Not helping my argument.
Ron Silver plays the character Eugene, and he's an absolute psycho.
Now, Ron Silver's cool.
Ron Silver was very cool, so that's cool. But his character is a psycho, Vic. So that's really not good for the argument here.
That is so funny that Blue Steel was a nickname we used to call a guy in the Air Force too.
That
was
is that right?
Blue Steel.
I will tell you this: it's a great movie. Catherine Bigelow directed it. The love of my life, Jamie Lee Curtis, is in it. One of the other reasons I like it is because, like, sort of her partner and kind of love interest in the movie is played by Clancy Brown. His name is Nick. I get to hear Jamie Lee Curtis say the name Nick.
So she's dating the cool guy Nick, and Eugene is a psycho.
No, she actually dates the psycho. That's the problem.
Oh.
Like, she has, like, an affair with the psycho. It's a really good movie. But no, we did not succeed in finding a cool character.
I found one.
Oh, well, yeah. All right, Ben, you go first.
You remember that awesome series, The Police Academy?
Police Academy.
Eugene Tackleberry.
Again, I don't think that's. I really don't think that that's good for the argument.
Well, it's better than Eugene Krabs from SpongeBob.
Well, yeah.
Look at him laughing, mocking me. I googled Eugene characters. Yeah. You know what comes up?
What?
A bunch of nerd characters come up.
Come on.
That's what I identify with my middle name. First case in point: Eugene from Revenge of the Nerds.
Okay, there was a Eugene.
No, take that back. Grease, the nerd.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
The nerdiest guy in the movie is Eugene. There's tons of evidence for my argument. You guys have been searching for an hour to find a cool character named
found,
Eugene.
We found a psycho.
I rest my case.
Hey, I thought Tackleberry was awesome.
Did you?
Yeah.
He's not cool. Yeah, nobody in the Police Academy movies are cool.
Mahoney?
No.
Oh.
Mahoney? That's Steve Guttenberg, man. Yeah. He's incapable of being cool.
Man.
Eugene. All right, we'll find it. I'm telling you.
Here's another good point. What was the police chief's name in a Police Academy? What was his character name?
I couldn't even tell you. I know his head went up a horse's
butt. The actor who plays him... I know his bodyguard in real life. You know what his first name is? Hawk. That's a cool name.
Well, that's not his real name.
No. Yes, it is.
Whoa. The guy's real name is Hawk?
The bodyguard who protects that actor, yes, his real name is Hawk, and he's from Chicago.
I'm trying to remember the actor's name. Short guy, character actor, was in like... Oh, wait a minute. Now, are we talking about the police chief?
The
older guy?
Or the commandant.
I think it was the commandant. Googling it.
That's George. What's his name? George. He was on the sitcom.
Oh no! Not the commandant. Who's the guy? Not the shorter guy. Yeah, the real angry person.
Yeah.
What's his? Yeah, that actor.
Hold on a second. We'll have to find out right here, because this is going to drive me nuts. All right. Hold on. G.W. Bailey.
Yeah, G.W. Bailey.
Okay, G.W. Bailey.
He was just the sergeant.
Well, he's the bad guy in it. He's the guy that everybody hates.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. G.W. Bailey.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So he, when I lived in Lubbock, Texas, this guy, what's his name?
G.W. Bailey. Who, by the way,
G.W. Bailey. Yeah.
By the way, Bailey's
bodyguard in Lubbock is a guy I know. He's from Chicago, but he was living there at the time. Hawk.
Okay. He was born. G.W. Bailey was born in Port Arthur, Texas.
Well, that makes sense. Because he's got a place in Lubbock.
Yeah.
Whenever he would come down there, he would hire my buddy to be his personal bodyguard.
That's where he went. He went to Texas Tech.
Yeah, makes sense. That's where you go. Yeah.
Okay, that's we're learning more about G.W. Bailey than we ever thought we would in this morning. All right.
Just pointing out the differences. When you're named Hawk, you're a bodyguard. When you're Eugene, you're a
playwright,
a proofwriter, or something.
Well, no, but two unbelievable playwrights are named Eugene O'Neill and Ionesco. So that's pretty cool. So that's where you can take pride in. You can take pride in the. So anyway, I think we have someone on the line Vic, who claims to have a cool Eugene character, and hopefully it's not another psycho. Let's try over there. Here's Mark on WGN. Hey, Mark.
Greetings from Cleveland. I think I finally have your cool Eugene character.
All right.
Anyone ever hear of Eugene Fitzherbert?
No.
Okay, you probably know him better as Flynn Rider, the dashing thief from Tangled.
From Tangled? From the movie Tangled?
Yeah, you know the Disney movie. That
no, I know.
Flynn Rider's real name.
Okay, so there's Eugene. He's the dashing hero of the animated movie Tangled, Vic.
And his name is Flynn Rider, though.
Well, yeah, that's what he goes by.
Oh, he changed
Eugene
it.
Eugene Fitzherbert is his real name.
His real name is Eugene. So even, but here's the proof. The character.
So he changed it. Why?
Because his name is Eugene. Yeah,
right. Thank you, Mark.
All right, Mark. Thanks for the call.
He thinks it's not a cool name, but he's wrong.
Okay.
And I think he actually starts going by his real name again.
Okay. Oh wow!
All right, Mark. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a good one.
All right.
That's pretty cool, right?
No, that's
let's
even
just,
further. That's it.
But let's just stop the there. Thing, we'll
oh, no,
go
we,
with
we are going to stop there because I'll tell you what. It'd be, that you know, Mark calling in is even further proof of your theory, because even a character in a cartoon doesn't want to go by the name Eugene.
Right, and the only place we've been able to find a cool character named Eugene was in Disney World, like a fantasy, you know. creation.
And even that cartoon fantasy creation wouldn't go by the name Eugene. All right, you know what? You've convinced me.
That's it. I'm out of here.
You've convinced leaving. That's it.
Hey, Nick, you and I should have thought of this one earlier, but a caller called in and wasn't going to go on the air, but she wanted to point out, what about Eugene Honda?
Eugene Honda?
The from the Blackhawks.
Well, he goes by Gene.
Yeah. But still Eugene. Still Eugene.
Well, no, he's awesome. I love Gene Honda, but he goes by Gene. I had no idea. I swear to you, I thought Eugene was a perfectly fine, perfectly cool name until the last half an hour. I have still, mm-hmm. I still, I'm like, I don't know how we, oh man, I don't know how we got here, but that was funny. It's middle name Pride Day, but not for anybody whose middle name is Eugene. There's still a. Did you hear that, Eugene Honda? But he goes by Gene. He's the announcer. He's the PA guy at the UC for the Hawks games.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And he's awesome. He's Gene Honda's awesome, but he does go by Gene. He doesn't go by Eugene.
Smart guy. I can say that because my middle name's Eugene.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. You're not going to offend anybody because you've got that name. All right, well, that was an interesting couple of segments right there.
Glad I could entertain you.
Thank you, Vic. Thank you, Eugene.
Oh, boy.
All right, listen, we got a break here. We got the news coming up, and then after the news, we'll jump into our regular features, and we'll start off with You Big Dummy. We got five dummy stories to choose from, real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. And I'll read those on the air, and then we will vote on who is the biggest dummy. And then after that, we've got, of course, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then the funky stuff will begin with Fly Jams Friday. That's all coming up right here on 720 WG, and also the Blackhawks Express from a very exciting game last night. That's all coming up. A phone number right here is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, and for your Fly Jam requests, which will be coming up in just a little bit when DJ Obi-Wan shows up and Viggity Viggity Vic, and I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. So there we go. All right, let's take a break here. The news is coming up right after this.
Here's Dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm looking up at the TV. Marshall Brodeen died. That's Wizzo. They're showing it on the morning news on Channel 9. I didn't know that. I don't know if it just happened or what, but they just announced that... they're showing right now, Remembering Wizzo, Marshall Brodeen, 1934 to 2019. One of my childhood heroes. Introduced me to magic. I had his magic kits and his cards and all that stuff. So that's sad. A local, you know, giant, television giant, a really great guy. He played Wizzo on Bozo's Circus, and he was known as a great magician. So that's just sad. Marshall Brodeen's passed away. Just wanted to bring that along. So I was just looking up at the TV. The Channel 9 News is showing it right now. They're showing an old interview between Dean and Marshall Brodeen. So anyway, that's sad news. So let's try to cheer things up here and talk about some dummy stuff. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is where we read real news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Let's begin. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Police in New Jersey say footprints in the snow led them from a crash-stolen car to the man suspected of stealing the car. Hackensack Police Captain Peter Biscaglia says that the 23-year-old suspect was arrested on motor vehicle theft and resisting arrest charges on Saturday. The victim told police he left his car running and the keys in the ignition when it was stolen. Authorities say the victim got into a company car and pursued the suspect until he crashed and fled on foot. And then responding officers tracked down the suspect following his footprints in the snow. The suspect has been released on a summons and no court date has been scheduled.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. An ex-con is back behind bars after he allegedly striking his girlfriend in the forehead with a piece of cookie. Wade Smith, 41, was arrested yesterday on a misdemeanor charge following the alleged battery in the couple's residence in a Tampa suburb. It's shocking. It's in Florida. According to a criminal complaint, the victim told the cops that Smith, quote, threw a hard piece of cookie at her and hit her in the forehead. Smith reportedly admitted to throwing the cookie at the victim without her consent. Police noted that the woman had a red mark on her forehead, but no further injuries. Smith, locked up in the Pasco County Jail in advance of a court appearance, has a lengthy rap sheet that includes convictions for grand theft, trafficking stolen property, fraud, and weapons possession. He served three separate terms in state prison. And he is seen in the above mugshot without the tattoo on his face and then with the new tattoo on his face. So he's got a tattoo on his face. Adds to his charm.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Yes, Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. An Indiana man who yesterday accidentally shot himself in the penis and scrotum does not have a handgun license and could face criminal prosecution. According to cops, Mark Anthony Jones, 46, suffered an accidental self-inflicted gunshot injury while walking early Thursday morning in Marion, Indiana. During an interview in the emergency room of Marion General Hospital, Jones said that he was carrying his High Point 9mm handgun in his waistband when the weapon, quote, began to slip. Jones said that he reached down to adjust the gun, which was not holstered, and the firearm discharged. The bullet entered just above his penis and exited through his scrotum. Since Jones does not possess a state handgun license, investigators will forward his case to the Grant County prosecuting attorney for determination on whether he will face criminal charges. Jones, also a Marion native, has two felony convictions for narcotics dealing. Man, oh man.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Police officers in Jordan, Minnesota were called to check on the welfare of a man standing motionless outside in the cold, wearing no coat and hugging a pillow. When officers arrived, they found that the quote-unquote man was actually a cardboard cutout of MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. Those cardboard cutouts sure can look real from a distance, and the caller certainly was not wanting to get too close, thinking, what kind of a deranged person would stand outside in the cold hugging a pillow? It is always better to call the police, said the Jordan Police Department. Lindell himself shared the police department's post, calling it, quote, unreal. This cardboard CEO isn't the only inanimate object getting cold weather welfare checks doing to Minnesota's winter. In front of the Basquila St. Mary's Church in Minneapolis lies the sculpture of a homeless Jesus, visible right along Hennepin Avenue. The statue looks so real that people were calling 911 concerned for someone overexposed in the brutal cold. I have witnessed an ambulance pull up and people coming out to realize it's a sculpture. Some people just called 911 as they drive by. It happens all the time. February of 2019 was the fourth snowiest record in Minnesota, and it was also the most extreme in years.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. If nothing else, hipsters are ironic. An angry hipster wrote to MIT Technology Review demanding they stop using his photo for an online article claiming all hipsters are alike. And as it turns out, the photo wasn't of him. On February 28th, MIT ran a story called The Hipster Effect, Why Anti-Conformists Always End Up Looking the Same. The article examined a Brandeis University study looking at how anti-conformists tend to inadvertently create their own conformity. MIT concluded that the hipster effect is a counterintuitive phenomenon in which people who oppose mainstream culture all end up looking the same. A short time later, according to MIT editor Gideon Lichfield, an angry reader reached out to his online magazine demanding they take down the photo attached to the snarky article, which showed a bearded man in a flannel shirt and wool skull cap looking hip and a bit affected. Lichfield wrote on Twitter, "He accused us of slandering him, presumably by implying he was a hipster and of using his pic without permission." According to Lichfield, he did his homework and found the license stipulated that if he used the image, it had to be in connection with a subject that would be unflattering and unduly controversial. For a reasonable person, it had to be made clear that the person was a model. The subject in the picture is actually a model, and the photo was obtained through Getty Images, which provides art for online and print publications worldwide. MIT considered removing the photo from the story, and Lichfield wondered if referring to the subject as a generic millennial chap was defamatory. So the caption now reads, "Stock photo posed by model." Acting responsibly, he contacted Getty to make sure there was no licensing issue with the stock photo. He got the model's name and learned that the man who had been complaining misidentified himself as the hipster in the photo, and it wasn't even him. All of which proves the story we ran. Hipsters look so much alike that they can't even tell themselves apart from each other.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It wasn't even him. That's fantastic. All right. We have to vote here. So after I do the recap here, we will vote. Tom will vote. Ben will vote first. Then I will vote. And then we will get you guys first person through at 312-981-7200. We'll cast the third vote. Okay, let's do the recap. We got the dummy who left his footprints in the snow that led the cops to him after he stole a car. We got the dummy with the long rap sheet who got busted because he threw a cookie at his girlfriend. We got the dummy who shot himself in the penis with an unlicensed gun. We got the dummy who called the police to check on a cardboard cutout of MyPillow's Mike Lindell. And we got the dummy who demanded a picture of him be taken off the internet, but it wasn't him. All right. Ben, where are you going with this?
I have to go with number five, the hipster that can't identify himself.
The hipster that can't identify himself. Okay. And proving the article to be correct.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you guys, you got to get in here and vote. First person through at 312-981-7200. You are going to be the third vote. 312-981-7200. Okay. Let's see. We got there's a lot of good dummies here. I gotta say, the footprints, the guy throwing a cookie at his girlfriend and then getting busted for that, and the guy who shot himself. I mean, these are all really good, but I think I gotta go with The dummy who called the police to check on the cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. Just the idea that this guy thought someone was standing outside in the in the cold hugging a pillow is very, very funny to me. So we have Ben voted for the dummy who demanded a picture be taken off the internet, even though it wasn't him. And then I'm voting for the dummy who called the police to check on a cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell. So let's see. Gary, you're the deciding vote. Who are you going with?
Dummy number three.
Dummy number three. Okay, well, then we still have a tie. Thanks, Gary. Let's go to another caller. We have to break the tie. Here's the deal. The dummy who called the police to check a cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell, the dummy who demanded a picture be taken off the internet. You have to choose one of those two. 312-981-7200. We have to break the tie. So here we go. Here is, okay, here is, let's see, here's Ken. Ken, who are you voting for out of those two? Ken?
Hello.
Yeah, who are you voting for out of those two?
I'm voting for the penis shot.
Okay, well, that's not one of the ones that we want. Okay, we are down to let me explain this. We are down to two dummies. We have a tie. We have to break the tie. We have the dummy who called the police to check on a cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell, or we have the dummy who demanded a picture of him being taken down on the internet, but it wasn't him. Those are your only two choices. You do not vote for the guy who shot himself in the penis. That's not in the game. We have a tie. The idea is for you to vote and break the tie. So that's your two choices are the dummy who called on the cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell or the dummy who wanted a picture of him taken off the internet, even though it wasn't him. Here's Janet. Janet, do you understand the proceedings?
I do, okay. And I go with the MyPillow guy cutout.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Janet. Okay, there you go. Our dummy of the week is the guy who called the cops to check on the cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell. All right, let's take a break. We've got weather, and then after the weather, we continue with our regular features, and we'll go with Straight Out of Context after this. You better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight
out of context, 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 context.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline studio on the Friday morning. And our Friday regular features continue. Straight out of context, this is when you listen 24-7 to this radio station, whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. You jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Ben, let's begin.
All right. First off is from Fox Valley Mike, and it's Rokan.
Now, there's fun-size sex.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to know. All right.
I don't want to know either.
All right, next.
We have Jen DeSalvo from Mark from Aurora sent this in.
Just keep moving forward and sticking things in your mouth.
God, Jen. Oh, man. Okay.
All right. Number three today comes from Paul, and he sent in a Nick DiGilio.
Oh. I'm good. I got enough equipment at home. I'm good. What was that? What was going on? Somebody was offering me something, right?
Yeah, it was... Two days ago, I think.
Somebody was offering me something, and I said, I have enough equipment at home.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Jesse sent in a Brian Noonan.
Because if your beaver's not crafty, it doesn't really deserve to be running around.
Okay. He does those on purpose. Noonan does those on purpose. There's no question about it.
Yeah,
no question about it.
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Next, John Williams, and Jesse sent this one in as well.
All right.
It's a little big. It's sort of impossible to fit it comfortably in your mouth, but you can attack it.
That's not John Williams.
So it's not John, but it was one of his guests.
Okay.
It was one of his guests. It was on the John Williams.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I was going to say, John Williams' voice got high suddenly.
Yes,
I don't know what's going on there. All right, so that was a guest on John Williams' show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Next up, we have Anna DeVlantis, and this comes from The Night Owl.
Get away from my tomatoes.
Oh, I like that. I like that one. That's a good one. Okay.
Pretty good.
Yep.
All right. We have another Jen DeSalvo, and this comes from Tim.
Oh, yeah.
So it's accurate.
Can't bend over.
Oh, boy. Okay. What's next?
Next is Rokan, and Kelly from Elgin sent this in.
Okay.
He also is gigantic.
Quite good. Quite good. Nice one, Ro. Okay.
This is Bill Leff, and Kelly from Elgin sent this one as well.
All right. All right.
We need a rim shot so badly.
I think she confused the term.
Yeah.
I think the...
But I'll go with it.
Yeah, I don't think... Rim shot's not... Yeah. It's not the term that she was thinking of. I'm pretty sure she was thinking of a different term. Okay, let's move on.
All right, here comes the what I'll call the fan favorite. Scott from Carpentersville sent this one in, and it's Wendy Snyder.
A real big one, long one, rather.
Yes, that was just subconsciously said right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Wendy. Wendy. Okay.
And then, Scott was paying attention to Wendy this week, so okay. We have one more. One more from Scott from Carpentersville.
So a lot of people do the double dipping over there.
Yes.
Okay. See, here's the thing. As you now know, Wendy Snyder appears pretty much weekly on this segment.
Yeah.
You know, and has often appeared on it since we first started doing this segment. She has been a part of it pretty much every week. So that'll probably continue as we go along. All right. What is next?
All right. The next few are from one submission we had, thanks to Melrose Park Bill.
Okay.
And this was on the Cochrane Show.
Okay.
And well, we'll just, there are several in a row, so we'll just start with the first one and go from
all
there.
All right.
Well, we had the Brothers Nuts.
Okay. Was that Mary?
That was Mary.
Okay. What's next?
Mary dominates this.
Okay.
This
Mary Sandberg, by the way, we're talking about. Okay.
Yes. All right. And Mary goes on to say...
We all ordered the nuts, right. And they were good.
All right. Yeah. What's next in this conversation?
Mary Vandeveld.
Oh, Mary Vandeveld. Yeah, so we had another Mary to the mix. Okay. Mary
Vandeveld had something to say on the matter.
You didn't share the nuts with us.
Okay, next.
Then Sandberg retorts.
I don't know what happened to his nuts.
Oh, man. All right.
Yep. And Sandberg's closing arguments.
Because I watched him do it in the studio.
Okay. All right. I don't even know what happened there.
I don't know.
Talking about nuts and then watching him do it in the studio. All right. I don't even know what's going on. That morning show is filthy. Okay. Yep. What's next?
All right. Next is Elizabeth from Chicago sent this one in. Actually, we had several submissions, but Elizabeth was the first.
All right.
And this is a two-parter, and we can thank the Bill and Wendy show for this one.
Okay.
Here's Wendy.
I'm going to do it with the dog tonight.
Oh, man.
And start a viral video.
Oh, man. All right. What's the next part of that?
Next part of that is...
Then. They're not getting out of the way. They're just sitting
pelted.
There. It's just sticking on their face.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's that last one was just the one before it. Well,
oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And that's what we
Oh, that's it.
That's
oh,
it.
Okay.
This week.
Right. So there you go. All right. You can do it. You can jump in again next week. Just keep listening, and I'm sure that there'll be some filthy stuff that people say during the course of the week. And again, you listen 24/7 whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context. It sounds dirty. It makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, we're going to break for the news, and then after the news, we've got Nick D Show Spies, and then the Fly Jams will begin right here on 720 WGN.
What do you do? No one else can dance like so. What's all of us? There ain't nobody to spy.
guys.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So watch all of us. There ain't nobody.
Spies, spies, spies. Like us.
Yeah. Well, back to our regular Friday morning features. This is Nick D's Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know, and you're a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Ben, what do we got?
First one was sent in from Linda out of Blue Island, and we'll listen to it, and you'll catch on.
Dean, I don't know if you and Steve were listening to Nick DiGilio on your way into work, but he was talking about one time when he and some buddies came over and they were watching an 8-hour stretch of Beavis and Butthead that MTV had on, and it was billed as the Moronathon.
What?
Wow.
So I thought of you guys, of course, because I heard moron.
That's pretty funny.
So yeah, so that Mary Sandberg there on the
yeah, of course. That's, she listens all yeah. the she listens coming in all the time, and she texts me pretty regularly. And thank you for listening, Mary. I appreciate it. That's pretty funny because I thought of you guys because of the moron. Yeah, Moronathon, 8 hours of Beavis and Butthead.
That's
and I as amazing. I've said before, we sat through 8 hours. We just about me, a bunch of friends, a bunch of beer. 8 hours of back to back to back to back to back Beavis and Butthead. By hour 3-ish, you become Beavis and Butthead. Let me just say that. You're sitting on the couch going, hey, you know, you can't even speak anymore. Okay. And we got one more, right?
Yeah, we have one more.
All right.
And this was sent in from Rick.
All right.
And this was Roger Badish talking with Matt Bubala.
All right.
And then Rollo passed away.
And who's Rollo?
The day
Rollo?
Before. Rollo from... brain freeze. Come on. Nick DiGilio's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, he's just trying to remember names.
He was trying to remember. He's trying to remember names. Yeah, Rollo. He couldn't even. How can you remember the name Rollo and not remember that he's from Sanford and Son?
Yeah.
You know, there's another great supporting character on Sanford and Son. I don't know if you know this one. His name was Eugene. No, I'm kidding. Oh, man. All right, everybody, keep your ears opened. And if I'm mentioned or the show's mentioned, jot it all down, send it in. We'll play it on Nick D's Show Spies. Do we have the beginning of the Fly Jams ready to go?
Almost.
All right.
Yeah, all this audio today.
All right. That's what happens on Friday, man.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy.
It's been crazy, but it's been a fun one.
All right.
But we are ready.
Okay, let's do it.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Fly Jams Friday. Getting ready for some funky music. We'll play. And we also, by the way, we also have a Blackhawks Express to play, and we'll do that in a few minutes. But if you want to get some Fly Jams requests in, you can do that, 312-981-7200. And you've already got some requests, correct there, DJ Obi-Wan?
That we do.
Okay. And one of them, by the way, was from my mom. My mom told me this morning, earlier last night, that she wanted to hear for Fly Jams Friday, and this is my mom's request, so this is for my mom. She wanted to hear the Manhattans.
We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we done goes wrong. Please, darling, don't you cry. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. Many months have passed us by.
I'm gonna miss you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss you.
My mom requesting a very, very fly jam. That is quite a fly jam. Nice choice, Mom. All right. We got more Fly Jams coming up. Let me play one real quick here. And then we got more requests from DJ Obi-Wan. I'll play a quick one here. And this, of course, is Johnny Gill. Gill, man. Johnny Gill rubbing you the right way. Yeah. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to make some requests. And we have some requests that DJ Obi-Wan is ready to go here. So we have our first. Do we have the first request there, DJ Obi-Wan? All right. So what's the first one you want to get to here?
All right, our first one comes from the 309 area code, and they wanted to hear a little Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay. Remember. Doesn't get much better than that. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. Like, truly one of my favorite songs of all time, and one of the flyest of Fly Jams. And it's been played on Fly Jam Friday like a million times, and that's fine. That just continues to prove its flyness.
It's a just good, happy song.
Great song. Great song. And, you know, seriously, though, said this many times on Fly Jams Friday, you can't go wrong with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, fly after fly after fly after fly jam. So, all right, what is the next one?
The next one comes from Dave out of Monroe, Wisconsin, and he requested some T-Pain.
All right. Oh, T-Pain. So, it was Dave from Monroe?
Yeah.
You know why Dave requested some T-Pain, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because he was the winner of The Masked Singer.
Yeah. I don't think anybody saw coming.
He was the only one I didn't guess.
Yeah,
I still, at the very end, I didn't know it was T-Pain. But by the way, he was the one in the monster costume. I think a lot of people were like, I did not know that was T-Pain. That's pretty funny, though. Nice request there, Dave. You know why? And they talked about it on the show. It was, you know, it's funny that that Nick knew who he was, you know, because he wrote it down. He wrote it down on a piece of paper before they revealed it. And then he pulled the piece of paper out of his jacket and he had written T-Pain. But the reason why is because he uses that auto-tune. Pretty much on most of his music, he uses that auto-tune, so you couldn't really, you can't really recognize his real voice because he uses the auto-tune all the time. So that was one of the things that they pointed out. But everybody was surprised by it. Every single person was surprised by it on the panel. And I really think that Kenan Thompson should be on. He was on for 2 weeks. They had guest judges on the show. There was Kenan Thompson was on twice. J.B. Smoove was on once. And Joel McHale was on twice. And this is the masked singer, which has been renewed for a second season. It was basically a ratings bonanza for Fox. And it's definitely going to come back. But yeah, so T-Pain was your big winner of the Masked Singer. I thought for sure Donny Osmond was going to get it. I thought absolutely the Peacock was going to win it. But the votes didn't go that way, and it went to T-Pain. So, all right, we have to break here. I got some weather for you, and then we'll take a break. When we come back, we got the Blackhawks Express from last night's game. Really exciting game that the Hawks actually ended up winning in a shootout. And we'll play the whole Express back, and then we'll close out the show and play a few more Fly Jams here on Fly Jams Friday. Chicago!
Hawks control off the draw. Taves wins it to Kane along the right boards. Put it in front for Taves. Jams it toward the net. They score! It's Duncan Keith following it up. Taves was at the top of the crease. And Carter Hutton is now signaling the Buffalo bench to see if they'll review this for goaltender interference. The puck looked like it hit Taves as he was barreling to the front of the net, and it rolled up the slot. Keith came in with a backhanded flip and shoveled it past Hutton. And it's 1-0 for now. Here's Montour at the right point. Spins it down the boards in behind the Hawk net and rolls around up the far side. Middlestat coughed it up. Patrick Kane at the Hawk blue line sends it ahead to Hoon to Anisimov over the Sabre line down the slot. And he scores! A brilliant setup there by Dominic Cahoon to Artem Anisimov, who finished at the Sabre net. Kane will pick up the second assist on this goal. He's now fourth all-time in Blackhawks scoring, and it's 2-0 Hawks. Hutton is on the Sabres bench. The Sabres have six attackers on the ice. Eichel down the left wing into the Hawk zone. Turns away from pressure. Moves it right point. Bogosian straight away now. Deep slot. A shot. They score. From beside the Hawk net, it was a rebound of a shot from Montour. Sobotka grabbed it and put it past Crawford. And with 16:44 left in period number two, the Sabres are on the board, trailing 2-1. Cahoon avoids a check from Scott Wilson. Put it down to the corner to Keith, who sends it over to the right side to Seabrook, who passes up the right wing, and this deflects down ice in behind the Buffalo net. Bogosian back to get it. Got it ahead into the Hawk zone. Montour shoots and scores! Just like that, the Sabres have tied the hockey game. Brandon Montour, who assisted on the first goal, takes a pass in the slot area and wrists it past Corey Crawford for his first goal as a Buffalo Sabre. And it's now 2-2. Rodriguez has it through center ice over the Hawk line, left wing side. Cuts back across the slot, sets up Bogosian down the right wing. He moves in and he shoots and scores. It's a shorthanded goal for Zach Bogosian. He's got a three-point night with 13:15 left in the second period. It's now 3-2 in favor of Buffalo. Dahlstrom took it back in front of the penalty boxes, slings it over to Dominic Cahoon over in front of the benches. He'll take the puck and cross the neutral zone to the near side, then drop it off to Kane, Hawk line. He spins it ahead into the Sabre zone, and Anisimov has it. Shoots, he scores! No, it hit the post and ricocheted out. Now they score!
Anisimov got his rebound.
Anisimov, after that heavy wrist shot from the high slot, hit the crossbar. Referee in the near corner waved his arms side to side to signify no goal, and then Anisimov, paying attention, raced in, and he poked it past Hutton, and we're tied at three. Kane to the right point. Behind the back pass down to Strom. He let it go to DeBrinket in the corner. Hustling play by Evan Rodriguez, who took it away for the Sabres and carried behind the Sabre net. Worked it around at the left wing. Cherry fed it ahead. Here's Rodriguez into the Hawk zone. Drops it off. They score. It's Kyle Aposo following up the play. A very nice pass from Connor Cherry. And Rodriguez and Cherry on the play. And it's Kyle Aposo scoring the goal. And the Sabres are back on top, leading 4-3. Todd works it free. Perlini beside the net. Had a pass up the slot. Cuckoo took it away from Thompson. Gave it to Taves. Put it in front. Perlini shoots and scores! Brendan Perlini with his third goal in as many games, and the Hawks have tied the score at four. Perlini had a pair in L.A., and here tonight he connects, and we're locked up at four with 12:03 left in period number three. Alex DeBrincat can send them home happy. Here he goes. He picks up the puck at center ice. Carries over the Sabre line for the win. DeBrincat down the slot. Deeks and shoots. He scores! Hawks win! Hawks win in the shootout. They win the shootout 3-1. They win the hockey game 5-4.
All right. The next game is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock puck drop right here on 720 WGN, so make sure you tune into that. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll get back to Fly Jams. We got some requests. Let's get them in as much as we can. Here's Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye and Diana Ross doing My Mistake.
All right. When I didn't care, like my own reflection. A great song. I don't know if we've ever had that one. I don't know if we've ever had that one on Fly Jams before. It might be the first time. Not really sure. Fly Jams Friday. All right, here's Chuck on WGN. Go ahead, Chuck.
Barry White doing I'm in Ecstasy When You're Next to Me.
Here we go. When I turned and looked, I saw that message in your eye. There you were, out there on the floor. The way you move, girl, only made me want you more. I did not know you had been hypnotized to the movement of your body dancing in my eyes. I know I had to hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, oh no, no, ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, yeah, man. There's another guy that you can't go wrong with, Barry White, man. Big dude too, man. Big dude, Barry White. All right, Fly. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Thank you, Chuck. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I got one. It was originally a hit by Marvin Gaye on Motown, and then it was remade on Motown by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. How sweet it is to be loved by you. James Brown said he's the only cat on that label who had any real soul.
Is that what he said, really?
That's what he said about Junior Walker.
Oh, Junior Walker. All right. Well, let's hear it, man. My emotion, I won't stop. Thank you, baby. I won't stop. Thank you, baby. I'm sweet. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, yeah, baby. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I'll tell you, Mike, the James Taylor version is decidedly not Fly.
That's right.
All right, Mike, take care, man.
Take care. Have a good weekend, Nick.
All right, you too, buddy. If you want to hear the non-Fly version of that song, just bust out your James Taylor album. All right, we had a couple more requests before we get out of here, correct, DJ Kenobi?
That we do.
All right.
We've got, this comes in via the text line, and 312 texted in Sly Stone's Family Affair.
Got it.
Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Again, Sly Stone, fly, unless, you know, you're working with him and he pulls out a gun after he does like a bunch of cocaine and shoots at you, which he was prone to do. All right, one more quick one before we get out of here. Do we have another one? All right, let's hear it.
This one comes in from the 224 area code, and it's the Fatback Band.
Okay.
Backstroking.
There it is. Another edition of Fly Jams Friday for a Friday morning. We'll do it all again next week. All right, we're out of here, and coming up next is the news, and we'll be back on Monday morning for the Monday morning movie reviews. My dad will tell a joke, and we'll get a live report from Austin, Texas with Eric Childress at the South by Southwest Film Festival. The news is up next. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. We'll be back. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday morning. Movie review, South by Southwest Film Festival report, and my dad's joke, and much, much more.